If I scream like that, I'll hit the ceiling and get distorted. It took me 5 years, but I've realized that now.
What the fuck's going on down there?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to WTF at TFW episode 260, numbered episode 260. Actually, right now, we have 400 episodes on iTunes. The 401st I'm editing, and this is going to be the 402nd episode on iTunes. 402 things to download on iTunes. Not bad. Also 5 years.
So, it still amazes me that we show up in the What's Hot list for TV and film.
I was wondering what that list was.
Yeah. Still boggles the mind.
Apparently we do something right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we hit record before we talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Usually.
First rule of podcasting, record when you talk. Just a pro tip hint from this side of the room. So to celebrate 5 years, we're going to record a podcast. And I wanted to start off just by, you know, we do this sometimes when we hit an anniversary thing, but especially one like this, where we now have been doing this for a half decade. Ergo, we have now officially done it too long. I was thinking, let's take a just quick think back to where we were a half decade ago in the aughts, starting this all off, and where things have gone since then. Aaron, you didn't have a Yeti back then.
No, I don't think any of us did.
No. Omegas, you just got a Yeti, like, what, last week?
Yeah. So sometime between Christmas and last week, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it's a small window. We're not halfway through the... Oh. Okay, we are. I always remember way back when, I was thinking, like, oh man, come 5 years... Surely I'll be gone by then, and they'll have kicked me off, and some other dick will be running this thing. Little
no,
did I know
we,
I would...
we kept the original dick.
I just became that dick.
Yeah. But you do it out of spite. Love. Out of
yeah,
love.
Out of love and spite. And I also want to say, like, specifically in the case of Aaron, because I was thinking about this the other day, actually at BotCon. But I have been talking to Aaron at least once a year since, what, 2003?
Mm-hmm.
So, I always...
BotCon was rough for me.
Yeah.
I didn't go due to... Mostly due to financial, but also I wasn't going to make a stretch out of it because of the plenty of stuff that's been talked about.
You can,
and that whole weekend, I was just sitting there like, oh, I'm not a BotCon.
I was going to say, there was an Aaron-shaped, and a Jared-shaped void. Yeah. We had Jared on last week, mm-hmm. Continuing our role of getting Pre-Order 66 to just come on our show.
Yeah.
And specifically, it was you two guys. I was like, I really noticed that you and Jared weren't there, because usually, especially when I was standing by the Hasbro display booth, I was like, oh, man, I can't wait to ask Jared and Aaron what they think about. Oh.
Yeah. That, and also I realized that is the first even episode I would have missed.
Yeah.
Was the one at BotCon.
Because you're usually at the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's crazy. Because I was going to say, I was thinking about it, and I figured, like, hey, it's 5 years. I can come to a decision on this. I really love podcasting with all of you guys. And I think, though, that because I have now known Aaron for so long, even over Skype, we're somehow able to make eye contact and catch on to when we're talking. Mm-hmm. It's really weird.
So, it's 5 years of doing this that works its way into the way that you think about things.
It's 5 years of doing this, and in your case, in my case, 5 years of, like, almost like some kind of pre-training.
Yeah.
So, goddamn.
I can't wait to just slap you full on the face at TFCon.
Let me say this here and now. Aaron Smith, you are a human piece of shit.
Same to you, brother.
Yep.
The same to you.
Everyone knows. And Omegas, so you got a Yeti.
I love you too, ass.
It was so great to bring you up to the 320 kbps fold and you know, have phantom power running through that microphone and everything. How do you feel about having started this podcast with a pseudonym that kind of fell away within 6 months of you starting this podcast?
Yeah, because I went with my board name, Omegas Prime.
The
and
one
then...
place on the internet where anyone says Omegas Prime.
Yeah.
WTF and TFW.
Yeah. Because I did the YouTube thing, and I was thinking, well, one or the other will take off, and, well, it was... So yeah, I'm TJ Omega everywhere else except here.
It's great. I specifically try to stop myself from saying TJ Omega when we're recording the show. Because I'm like, No, it's part of the WTF canon. This is Omega's Prime on this show.
Well, the whole name thing is why I'm Aaron on the boards.
Well, yeah, there was, like, before you and Seth changed your board names, I was calling you different things.
Yep.
You got one over on me.
Yeah, I was just like, look, it's just easier to do this than Axmiff. But still people Axmiff me. I'm like, okay, whatever. Everything else is still the dumb thing made up for a Juno email account because I didn't want to be Aaron Smith 2002 XXX420.
Yeah, but how cool would that have been now? Because now that's retro.
Yeah. Still retro with a giant eye roll.
Speaking of retro, guess what I forgot to do about 10 minutes ago?
What did you forget to do about 10 minutes ago?
It relates to the San Diego Comic Convention.
You still not paid her?
I'm a forgetful guy. I'm doing it right now.
Oh, boy.
I'm literally now the worst person related to San Diego Comic Con.
I'll make sure that your boxes get stepped on because they're coming through my house at some point.
I am literally the worst person. I'm going to just round this up. Let's see.
Round up the amount with a big apology in there.
Well, I'm also rounding up because there's going to be Weaponeers of Mon Cal there, and there might be a, you know.
Crap, I forgot about that.
I'll even pay the fee. He says as though that's some kind of huge thing. I'm going to pay an extra... What? What is it? I forgot now. I'm going to pay an extra $240.
Yeah.
I'm going to change the subject. Okay, subject. You've got late money from Slow in the Mind Vangelis for SDCC.
While podcasting.
Oh, good.
Make it clear so that she hears
while
that
recording
and this. And...
The 5th anniversary... episode of WTF at TFW.
It's how reverent we are of our own 5th anniversary.
Message optional. For real. Twitter me for booth numbers. I'm recording now, so I can't look them up, but I have them somewhere. Sorry about the lateness. You're getting a podcast shout out.
In real time.
Send money. Hey, I did it.
Good job. Glad it just took shaming you across the internet for
it. You know how I realized it? Because I suddenly got a Twitter DM and I was like, why is it? Oh, God! Because I had just earlier today said, oh, crap, yeah, I'll do it when I get back from work. Then I got back from work late and got all this set up. Mm-hmm. Got my laundry going, blah, blah. I'm really good at multitasking, just so you all know.
Except for when you're not, which is every time. Every time, yeah.
So we've been doing this for 5 years. Feel free to go back and download the backlog and then listen to all of it.
Yeah.
Some of them you'll have to kind of guess the URLs because they're broken on the boards. But
yeah,
by now, 5 years in, I mean, let me spoil the formula for you. You just change the .mp3 to .m4a or vice versa. Mm-hmm. And the structuring of the names of the files has been the same for 5 years. So...
Although, actually, it's... Look, I'm actually on iTunes right now. And it's only showing things going back to Christmas of last year.
Mm-hmm. That is an RSS feed issue.
Oh, okay.
That means Tony has to fix it.
Ah. So now you're shaming the boss on the internet.
Well, it's
good
true.
Job.
Guess
good job.
What?
Yeah.
Tony
yeah,
Bacala.
We were looking for a new dick to be in charge. Looks like we're lining it up now.
Tony Bacala, who made our opening music and runs TFW2005.com, great man, gave me a cup of Guinness at BotCon, and I did it in one sip, and he swore a lot.
Yeah.
So five years topic. 400 episodes, though. That's amazing. I had no idea.
Yeah. Well, you were firing out the supplementals back when we had the hard, what was it, 1 hour?
Oh, yeah.
We,
no, 66 minutes.
Minute
oh, yeah.
66-minute cutoff. Because GarageBand in 2008 was a piece of crap. It's only a kind of piece of crap now. Yeah. And I was actually just on Twitter earlier this morning because, the topic of book club came up. I wanted to say I am really sorry that I have been this poor at organizing prime times and book clubs and interviews. As it is right now, it's already taxing on my brain to organize one weekly recording amidst all the other stuff I have going on this month.
Well, you have had some significant life changes in the past few months.
Yes, and
requiring a heavier draw on your time. So I'll give you the it's okay, but you should be figuring this stuff out now.
This month, so I have 3 weeks till I move. I just got everything secured at that apartment I'm moving into, so now I have to scramble to get a moving company and pack everything, while starting a new job, which I'm very happy about, and telling my unpaid internship job that I'm still willing to pop in every now and then at that they can't see me until August because there's just no time. There's no time.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, also just on my end, the last couple weeks have been oddly rough. Not just for me, for a lot of people, but two completely different circles that I'm involved with both suffered a loss. So that was kind of like, just as I got over one, another one happened. And I was like, ha! Ah! So, y'all gotta stop dying, please? Like, give me... I mean, I'm gonna say give me a couple years, but I mean, I'll be... Give me, like, 6 months at least?
Mm-hmm.
Please? Thank you? It's getting a little bit hard?
I'm sure they'll get right on that.
Yeah. Or not right on that.
Just one little... You know, my birthday's next month. You know, birthday present. How about you all stop dying for a little while? Thank you. I don't think that's selfish of me to say, except that it completely is. So moving on, all I really feel when I see an anniversary, especially one like 5 years, is gah. So.
Yeah.
I don't know, anything else that struck you guys upon thinking about either 5 years or 400 episodes now cleared?
It still just boggles the mind that we've been doing it that long.
There's a whole lot of you recorded now.
Yeah.
No kidding. Yeah.
I'll say if... Slightly bad taste of joke, but if what happens to Ebert happens to me, there's enough audio to do a decent job. I'll take the Aaron-sounding voice.
Oh my God.
Not the Microsoft Sam or whatever he was running there at the end. Sorry.
I like how you're not even talking about the fact that the man passed away some time ago. You're just talking about the unfortunate thing that he was saddled with for the last years of his life.
No, I was realizing that because I have on three DVDs, four DVDs, and plenty of space on the hard drive is all of just my conversation side of these since we record locally. And I was like, man, that is a whole lot of just me.
That's a lot of the English language covered.
Yeah.
You should, there's holes, though. I've never heard you say aardvark.
Aardvark.
There you go.
But it's phonetically.
Every time you say aardvark now, when you lose your mouth and have your throat cancer and have a machine talk for you, it's going to be like, I saw an aardvark.
See, the thing is, though, I bet it's close because I say Aaron. That's my name. I've probably surely talked about my yard before. So you have aard.
A yard arc.
And we've talked about the arc. As a ship, so they could have easily stitched together aardvark.
They just have to throw a V in there somewhere that will totally sound smooth. And
yeah.
Yeah. I was just going to say that, you know, there's probably enough of us out there that they could probably at least sculpt reasonable virtual facsimiles of us when that becomes a thing in a few centuries.
Maybe that's what we should do. We should just set up, like, voice bots to just do the show for us.
Oh, dude.
So I was talking to Wally Burr at BotCon, and he was asking me what I thought about the idea of, with CG replacing visuals with computer-generated stuff, do I think, or what's my opinion on the idea of computers replacing voice actors? And I said, I think there's a whole other angle to that that would cost a whole lot more money to figure out. Mm-hmm. That would be a lot more expensive than just hiring an eager voice actor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that, and I think voice, whenever you still, even with the best voice systems, there's still that weird uncanny valley.
Yeah.
Where it tries to splice things together.
Yeah. Have you ever heard the Vocaloids?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It ain't the smoothest sounding music. It all has a little bit of Stephen Hawking to it.
And that language is the perfect language to be computer generated, because Japanese is always, barring very few, you know, exceptions, it's structured to be consonant, vowel, consonant, vowel.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very logical language. Anyone who wants to learn Japanese, personally, I think it's one of the easier languages to at least get the grip on, because... Get the grip on? What does that mean?
Yeah. Mm, you know exactly what that means.
It sounds like horrible stuff. But it's compared to other languages, particularly European-driven ones, and particularly English, Japanese is a very logical language with very rigid structure and rules, which means it actually is, in my opinion, one of the easier ones to learn if you're into, like, puzzles and stuff, or mm-hmm. code, because it's got a very set logic to how most of it works. Whereas English is this globulous mess where you can just make up words like termulus.
Yeah, and just steal words from other languages.
Yeah.
Doesn't make umami.
That's okay, real laissez-faire of you.
That makes sense. Just jam it in there. Whatever.
Umami's so blasé.
I'm feeling hella blasé and laissez-faire about that osushi. Rammstein. So, moving on from there, to another very open topic. Unless, I don't mean to cut off any other deep thoughts about our tenure as podcasters here, just among you guys.
I you know, about the only thing that runs in my mind is the classic, I want to thank everybody on the other side of this, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, of course.
Particularly this episode where we just took things to horrible, awful places pretty fast. I don't really know why either.
That's all right. It's I would bet that at this point, a lot of the people that listen for who we are, not necessarily what we're talking about. That we talk about Transformers, it gives us a guiding force is a good thing. But I bet that we have enough personality and candor between each other that also makes up a good portion of why people listen. Although
I was meaning to have a conversation with you about this actually off the mic, but
you can tell us about that on the
I was writing episode your thread performance review, and
don't do that to me, man. I got one thing right now. Okay.
We were hoping you could use some more colloquialisms, just so you know people know who you are. Because we've been trying to sell you as the car guy and the Lego guy, and you know, it's just not picking up, because everyone's becoming the Lego guy.
I know. It's just me leading the way. I bring Legos onto this, and now I'm seeing all these Transformer people in my Twitter feeds and on Facebook being like, hey, I got this. Is this cool? Like, yeah, it's all cool. And away it goes.
You going to become the Constructobot guy?
I don't know.
Too late. I already am.
I had some in hand, and they looked good, but I had to put them back because that whole lack of a job thing, and now you're wanting to get rid of me off of this one.
There's a reason why... Okay, I know that you were really surprised about the state of your bank account. None of those checks I gave you were real.
Yeah.
What?
I did print them on rice paper, so they have nutritional value.
Oh, okay.
And I thought, you know, you guys would appreciate that more, but I guess not.
Well, again, to talk Lego, this is for you, too. This got linked to me twice today.
Oh, no.
Hang on, I want to click this to see what possible connection is. Oh, good. It's a Lego man with testicles and an erect penis wearing a tank top. Made of real Legos, too.
Yeah.
Good. You know, I was worried that I wouldn't see Lego do something like this.
That shows the creativity of Lego.
Why are all the pictures on the bottom right sponsored image links of pictures of wads of Canadian money?
I don't know.
That's what it looks like on my end.
Well, probably because it knows that you're Canadian and is like, I don't know, maybe Canadians like money.
Ah, it's the prism! Okay, I'm closing that link.
I'm still trying to figure out why that sailboat shirt makes that creepier somehow.
You know why it does.
Full sail! Start the motor. I did this last week with Jared and Seth, and I want to do it with you guys. I want to hear what you guys thought of everything that was coming out of BotCon from where you guys were, because I was there, so I can also answer questions if you had any still. But I would like to, I just wanted to like pass the mic around, basically, just kind of primetime style, just ask you guys for a thought from BotCon. So, Omegas Prime of YouTube.com/... Oh, wait.
The other way?
Omegas Prime, what's a thought that you have from BotCon 2013 from where you stand?
You realize if we make it to 10 years, I'm just going to have this like split personality disorder over the name thing.
It's flipping a coin.
That's what he's aiming for.
I make my monsters. That was my chair squeaking.
I think if I'm going to pick anything out of this, it would be the Beast Wars reveals.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
God. I don't know how they do it. I don't know how that came about, but Waspinator and Rhinox look like they walked right off the TV.
Mm-hmm.
It's just amazing we've hit that level of engineering. Where, like, even with the lower budget and all that, and you know, all the arguments are, well, they're cheaper made and they're junk now. Those things look magnificent.
I heard Waspinator isn't actually show accurate, but he's so close, who cares?
Yeah, well,
okay. There's always going to be some twitch because you saw how that transformed on that show, right? They went...
Yeah.
Yeah, they worked like CG in 1996.
Yeah,
pretty much.
I actually meant to ask you guys, so did the news come out of just like, here's Waspinator and Rhinox, or was it one then the other as separate news items?
I think they were separate news items because TFW at least did like by price point initially.
Okay.
On things.
Yeah, and well, we had a real-time thing from the reveal panel.
Oh, yeah. Right, there's a stream. Yeah,
Waspinator came up first and then went, oh my god, Rhinox.
Because when I was in the panel, here's how it worked. I saw Waspinator, and I was like, that must be that Beast Wars thing Kaid keeps talking about. And then when Rhinox popped up out of nowhere, I was like, what? Two? So I was wondering if you guys got to experience that staggered magic as well.
I wasn't in the forum for the live posting of everything. So I didn't get that. I just saw news by news stories on the front page as by price point. And then like all the images by each individual case.
Mm. But. So, Omegas, what are you going to do with a Waspinator toy that's not opened?
Oh, gee. You know, come to think of it, I have a plan.
Can I guess what the plan is?
Are you going to tell us this plan, or are we just going to sit here awkwardly?
I have a theory on what the plan is.
You have a theory on what the plan is?
Yeah.
God, because I'll be seeing the man in a couple weeks.
My theory was that you were going to get a Waspinator from Generations and not open it and have Scott McNeil sign it.
Well, I can't keep anything from you, can I?
I'm a mind reader.
5 years and you could just see into my brain.
I mean, I haven't been seeing you as often as I have physically seen Aaron, but there's still tendrils coming out from this side that are laying down the hooks, you know?
Well, that was the thing, you know, 5 years ago when this started, I was the odd man out because I didn't know any of you. You know, yeah. five years later, hundreds of recordings and like, I can finally call these people I've met.
Ah, there's a fly! Sorry, I was... There literally was just a fly on my computer. It scared me.
Professional.
It was big! It was like the size of a breadcrumb.
So it was the size of a fly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jesus.
Here's what I'm looking forward to Waspinator. The fact that we're getting a tiny weaponized Waspinator 2.
Yeah, I forgot about that until I walked to the other side of the case, and I was like, oh, right.
I'm going to live in a universe where Waspinator is armed with Waspinator.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be good.
Just Waspinators all the way down.
Well, they break into so many pieces, you'd think you could make more than one at this point.
At the presentation, they said everything except it makes the wings flap, but they kept talking about a button on the back. And I was like, oh, you guys didn't. And then they didn't. It makes the wings flap. But I thought the button was going to make Waspinator explode.
I know!
I was like, even though that would probably hamstring the whole toy, I don't give a crap. Because that would be perfect.
That would make it like the most show accurate thing ever.
I could just glue the spring-loaded stuff together on a stunt Waspinator who doesn't fly apart. Whatever. I mean, still, his wings flap, and apparently they were really jazzed about that. At the panel, they specifically said that they were playing with the wing button for like an hour when it came into the office.
I'll give you a hint, guys. The last Deluxe Waspinator did that, too.
Don't tell them. We already lost an hour of their time to one Waspinator toy having flapping wings.
But I was make
one of them
like,
go back into the vault and grab the other one. Hey, guys! One in each hand.
Old Bay just grinds to a halt.
Well, like, I've been meaning to do that for years, because I remember, the old, T-1000 and Scorpion Alien from the 90s toy lines, where they, their whole chest blew up. And I'm like,
yeah,
that's what I want! I know Gary has 4 points of articulation in a crap beast mode. If he blows up, it's Waspinator.
I mean, if that did happen, I would completely tell everyone who was flipping out angrily that I completely sympathize with them. But I would totally be into that, too, because that would be really fun. What do you guys think about redeco remold potential for Waspinator?
I don't think there is any.
Well, there's Buzzsaw.
There's Buzzsaw. Yeah, honestly?
Waspinator is damn iconic. It's like Rhinox.
I know what they can do with Rhinox.
I got the idea for Rhinox.
No, I have a different idea for Rhinox.
You have a different idea for Rhinox.
Yeah. Okay, I'll just blow it right now, because I came up with this a little while ago. Yeah. I think Rhinox...
Is this some fan fiction thing?
No, this will work! In fact, I think I talked about this on BotCon Episode 6, the streamed one, but I think they could do with just
He's not Brawn, is he?
No, it's not Brawn! I'm leaving Brawn alone. I just reviewed...
Ironhide because he was an elephant in the combiner?
Torka. New head? New backpack piece because the top of the rhino head's a backpack? New head and a new top of the rhino head, you have Torka.
That
new hands.
Big grab, though.
I know, but how friggin' cool would it be to get a 2013-2014 toy of Torka?
Yeah.
Especially because all the Torka toys explode because he's made of gold plastic.
Yeah. Mine did.
Mine was fine, but the last time I played with it was 1999, I think.
Yeah.
Fresh out of the package.
And I put it in a drawer and kind of forgot about it, except that it was a really cool toy. And then almost a decade later, I found out about this, and I just never opened that drawer. But yeah, I think that they could do a Torka out of Rhinox. Standing by that one.
Jeez. There's part of me that still wants to see Waspinator done up as Starscream just for the lulz.
Oh, someone will... I mean, if that doesn't happen in the main line, the club or e-hobby will probably do that. That's way too obvious.
Well, I was shocked they never did it for the Transmetal that had a jet mode.
I want to say that... There's no confirmation, but I always theorize that mold is just gone.
Mm-hmm. It's always hard to say, because we haven't seen it since late 90s.
That's why I'm thinking that. Like, I don't think we know much about the status of beast molds, but...
Well, they used the Transmetal molds for Armada, so they were around that recently.
And Waspinator wasn't among those, right?
No.
I remember now.
You'd think they'd be in the same batch, because we got Rhinox, and he was one of the Transmetal Fox Kids repaints, along with Waspinator.
That's, I think, why I thought Waspinator's mold might be gone, is because he never showed up among those toys. I mean, I'll be happy to be wrong, of course. But, I don't know, Aaron, let's switch gears. What do you think about Rhinox? We haven't talked about him much yet.
I dig him. The only thing that gets me is, at least in the promo pics and a couple early ones that I saw, it looks like he constantly has an open mouth.
It moves.
Okay. So I'm hoping that can close well, because the promo pick, and I think it was the in-case pick, as I'm sitting here trying to flip through things, both had him open mouth, and that doesn't look... I guess that one case photo, it's shut. That's not as bad. It's still a big gap in the mouth, but...
Like, the bottom, the opening jaw part folds down to form the chest plate.
Okay.
So I'm pretty sure it can close. Because the thing about Rhinox that I looked for immediately was, what does he look like from the rear? And he has a jawless rhino biting the back of his head. So I was like, Okay. All right, cool. He's got the backpack.
Okay. No, I'm excited by the prospect. That's definitely going to be one that I do want to pick up.
Do you guys think that Rhinox, even though he's not with Transformers anymore, he's moved to a different department, do you think Bill Raleigh at least dipped a finger in on that Rhinox a couple years ago?
Quite possibly. The biggest thing that I see, and that was kind of going to be my point that I'll roll into, is the huge disparity between generations and non-generations toys.
Mm-hmm.
Because the whole... And I know that's not necessarily going to be the case later on, but the upsized Legends that was the big oh my god across Twitter and Facebook and everything still is a scary thought that that's where they're going for. With your interview talking about how, no, we want to get to a more simplistic but not necessarily simple toy, where it's not the huge A4 size sheet of paper that comes out of how to transform them, that is definitely something that I can get behind the idea of.
I was really striving to get the best answer I could in that interview about that, because they can't talk about upcoming product.
Yeah.
But they can talk about, to a degree, upcoming design thought.
Yeah.
So I was trying, like, it was a lot of thinking on my feet trying to figure out a way, because I was like, once I realized that Upscale Legends was real, because I'd missed that part of the panel, I walked in afterwards, so I thought everyone was joking. I was like, I gotta find some answer about what's happening beyond this wave, because I bet you the internet's on fire right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I went back and checked. It was totally on fire. It wasn't actually all that on fire at BotCon. Like, some people were just like, eh, I don't like this. But the thing about those upscaled Legends, specifically the Voyager pair, Predaking mostly, is that there was, in person, they were way more striking than they had any right to be, ignoring Bumblebee. And Bumblebee was already the crappiest Legends toy in all of Beast Hunters. So, thanks for pulling that one in, guys.
Yeah.
But, and I feel like I'm one of those people saying this, but seeing Twin Strike in person was much different than any photo I saw of that Twin Strike. Because you know all those spines and spiky bits on his neck? Like, those were really crisp on that prototype. Like obscenely crisp. I was like, wow. Also, I don't understand. I still see combinable mounting points. They're not the same, but I still see them on Twin Strike.
Well, it may just be the fact that the way that they combine is just kind of, I'm going to hold my legs around your arm.
Yeah, like it,
versus the actual like connect points that we've had before. It's like I'm going to hold on here.
They don't have to be identical to the Cyberverse toys. They just have to be leg-mounted sockets of some kind.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they actually do Blight and Ripper Snapper, that's probably the one they'll tell, because they're really the only ones that have major engineering for that.
Yeah, and my understanding is that, like, the ones that were in the case are early enough that those could even have new tooling done on them.
Mm-hmm.
So, given that every single person at BotCon said, are they going to combine, I suspect they'll at least try to budget it in. Whether or not they succeed, who knows? Well, but,
yeah,
the thought has been now heavily put into their minds. Because there were, like, I didn't want to be the guy saying the knee-jerk, like, kind of weird thing of, like, I'll buy them if they combine, but a lot of people just walked up going, like, I don't like these, but I'll buy an Abominus. I was like, whoa, okay.
They're crap, here's a bunch of money.
If they, well, okay, so I was thinking about those, like, I guess we could talk about those a bit. Like, there are some Legion toys and Commander toys I would actually love to see upscaled like that.
Yeah.
Like Arachnid or Hardshell or Ironhide.
Yeah, Hardshell would be the first one that comes to my mind.
Because the Voyager versions of those Commander toys, like, the pictures don't do them justice. They were frigging enormous for $20.
Yeah, and that's where they need to have, like, a can of soda just sitting in each tier of the display. So you can, oh, that's okay. I've got a can of soda right here. I can, oh yeah, that is pretty good.
Well, you know what got me is at end of day, there was a guy doing some filming with the Hasbro guys. And they were letting him handle the Predaking, and I was like, I should have asked if I could handle the Predaking. Because the Predaking was the standout piece. The Prime actually had some cool things, just the green on him was atrocious, so I didn't really care for that very much. But the Predaking, I almost wondered why they even brought Ultimate Predaking out in the case, because they had this cheaper, more fun-looking, and bigger version sitting right next to it. Like, it's a Voyager toy, and it was at least as big as Ultimate Predaking in Dragon mode.
Okay.
To the point where I actually was like, I don't know how that's supposed to fit in a Voyager box. I still don't. They told me that it will. I still don't see how that's going to fit.
It's like Metroplex. You actually have to
jam
a part of it yourself. Back on.
And the... Because there was also, I found, a big disparity between... Like the upscaled Legion toys mostly just had universal pin discs and mushroom cap joints added to them for greater durability. Mm-hmm. But the upscaled Commanders, like Prime, had ratcheted knee joints in there and a completely new head assembly because, you know, the Commander toy's head is just a flap with a sculpted side. So the idea of other upscaled Commander toys actually made me a little excited because, like, imagine Hardshell or Ironhide done bigger than a current Voyager. Like, the engineering on those Commander toys is actually already good. So, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Make a Trailbreaker and I'm in.
Oh, man. And Trailbreaker would be, like, the size of, like, one of the TF Go guys.
Oh.
Hardshell being legitimate. Like, that would be a show-accurate Insecticon. Because he would be enormous.
$20 troop builders.
I would buy three. I would buy three.
Hi, Aaron.
Yeah. Anyway, I think that this, like, that particular line of discussion, like, that news item was really interesting how everything about it read horrible, everything described about it sounded horrible, some of it looked horrible, but there were these, like, not just silver linings, but, like, gold-plated platinum linings of, like, just some, like, what Wave 2 and 3 could be. There was some amazing, like, potential... really cool stuff in there.
Yeah, if this is just the starter, then just to get the concept out there, then I can be okay with it. You know, as long, you know, if we see a marked improvement in, like, Wave 2 or Wave 3, because I would love to get back to that, like, mid-2000s era of just enough articulation and just enough complexity.
Yeah, and I mean, I believe that Movie 4 is going to be where original designs made for that new box, as I was calling it, like, you know, the new boundaries.
Yeah.
Like, original designs built from the ground up in that box are going to probably be Movie 4. But even though I don't like the idea offhand of upscaled Legion and upscaled Cyberverse toys, I kind of hope that they do at least three waves of them so that, you know, most of the really good Cyberverse toys can be upscaled. Can you imagine Legion Cliffjumper done with pin disc joints?
Oh, man.
Oh, wow. Oh,
And he would be slightly taller than most deluxes, too. And here's the crazy thing. Aside from Bumblebee, you kind of have to ignore Bumblebee whenever I'm talking about this. But all the other ones, it's like, I think that they weren't blown up from the physical prototypes. I think they were blown up from the CAD designs. Because even the surface detail was sharp.
Yeah, I remember... I'm pretty sure it was you talking about that. It seemed like it was more source, not like we just took the two up that we built and used that.
Yeah. And by no means am I trying to tell, because I mean, I keep disclaimering this about all the BotCon stuff. I'm not trying to tell people to change their mind. I'm just saying, like, there was another side to it that I saw. So I want to give you that information, so if you still don't like it, at least you have all the information through which to not like it. I still think that Bumblebee looks awful. I kind of wish they just took him out of the case, because he was taking attention away from the better things that were next to him. His swords even sucked. And he was that Bumblebee was the one they brought out at the panel. It was sitting up on the desk at the end of the panel when I went up there. And I was like, this? What? So that was the first one I saw, was that. And I was like, oh no. Oh no. Oh, this is not good. But then I went to the case.
The stock photo doesn't even have one of his pins fired right.
And he has, like, these just goober-looking, like, sword things, and...
Yeah. Well, it looks like he's holding a Transformers version of, like, Soul Edge from Soul Calibur.
Yeah.
Just this big metal hunk with a handle.
I don't know why he has two, but he... Like, Smokescreen wasn't amazing, but the Legion Smokescreen toy is pretty cool.
And I still need to pick that one up.
I mean, the Prowl's cool, too. Like, it's the same toy, but... Seeing it upscaled, like, it still suffered a bit because it didn't have the sculpted detail to carry itself like the Predacons could, but there was something in there, and also it was cool seeing, like, I was trying to eye how they re-engineered the way that his shoulders attached to the wheel wells, because, I mean, that's something that would need to be altered on a larger toy, to some degree, and there were pins in there and stuff, and I don't know. It was neat. They're not going to do that to Generations. So, I don't care. We kind of bounced all over the place. Aaron?
Yeah, yes we did.
Any other BotCon stuff you want to talk about?
I mean, like I said, the big hit for me was the difference between Generations. I love the Generations, the fact that the IDW guys are getting so much love. That still wows me. I'm pretty sure the My First Blaster has already been seen in prototype form.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you caught up with More Than Meets the Eye, you understand. If not, you're confused. That's okay. Read More Than Meets the Eye. I think our TFW coverage did a good job of hitting a lot of the high points of everything. And like I said, most of what I took out of BotCon is, man, I miss being BotCon.
We missed you too.
I felt it. I felt the love.
I mean, we missed Seth a little bit more.
Well, it's like right there, and his work stuff is dumb.
Mm-hmm.
But
I want to say a big shout out to the listeners I met at BotCon, because I didn't even have to say anything. All I had to say is I'm the only one here. Seth wanted to come, but you know, his work, and because it had been talked about on the show, people were springing to. Not really his Seth's defense so much as the decriment of his employership.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that was kind. People were upset at the circumstances, and they felt that it was unjust. So you guys were cool. Did you guys notice the Hasbro gallery that TFW took? A lot of things looked really glossy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They looked like that in person, because especially like Swerve and Skids were so hand painted.
Yeah, there was a lot of that was like, wow, that is terribly hand painted. Or it was, there was one of them that was obviously like super goobered. I think it was Rhinox's chain gun.
I don't remember
was
that.
Like super goobered, and around the hand you could see where the paint had been worn terribly.
I just remember Swerve. Looking like he had been given 3 gloss coats.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I wish that you'd given him a matte coat over top of all that. Also, man, they're doing a tailgate and a Swerve. I think I said a year ago or so, whenever that was. Not even a year ago, a Toy Fair, that we were going to get one or the other, but not both. I love eating my words. Omega's.
I would really love to know what that relationship between IDW and Hasbro is like now. I would love to know who is commanding who to produce what?
That's a good question that I should have asked. Legitimately good question.
Anything.
Legitimately good question I should have asked. That is a better question I should have asked than why didn't you ask them why we aren't getting more toys for us? Which I got many comments about, which made me feel good. But Omegas, I was going to ask you if you had any other BotCon items you wanted to share your thoughts on here.
What's this I hear about an Armada Starscream?
Yeah, so he and Tailgate and Scoop. They're doing friggin' Scoop.
The whole thing.
He has both Target Masters. And he's a deluxe. They fit it all together. I think he's a deluxe. Don't trust me when I say size classes, because apparently I don't remember any of them. But I am told with very good authority that Armada Starscream is actually a deluxe, not a Voyager, like I kept saying, because I think I was just thinking of the Armada toy.
Mm-hmm.
But they
That's what I kept hearing.
Yeah, and that was probably, like, well, I said, like, defer to what the news sites reported straight from the panel, and apparently they reported deluxe, so they're more right than my memory is. But they were all shown to us, you know, as the gray prototype sneak peeks, which means that the photos weren't bad, but they were just, like, two or three very specific photos, and they weren't turnarounds, they weren't even, like, fully lit, they were kind of just, like, taken on a blue background. So, I have no idea if Starscream has the backpack, but I kind of doubt it. He does have a sword that looks like it came out of a wing.
Good.
I distinctly recall that he had that sword, but still had both wings on. So, I'm not sure what that means.
And it means he's an animation error, Starscream.
Also, the sword looked like it was made of an accessory plastic. So, I don't know. And, I mean, he's a great prototype. They just might have made the sword, and they hadn't yet, like, put the connection point on the figure or something. There was no Minicon that I saw.
No. Minicons got forgettable in Armada, other than the thing we need to get.
But he had a good one. So, I kind of... Like, that one, I think, would have translated really well to being, like, a MicroMaster-sized toy. Well, I mean, it already was, but... he looked like Armada Starscream a whole lot from what I saw.
Because I remember getting jazzed up for one of those when they announced, Universe is going to do Hotshot again.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had the listings up for a new Starscream release at the deluxe size. And I'm thinking, well, we know we're getting Cheetor and Dinobot. This must be like the same thing. One and from one side, one from the other. And then it was just classic Starscream again.
Yeah.
I've kind of been buzzed about this for a while, because if anyone from Armada needs a new toy, that's the one.
I think I've been saying that for years, ever since that Hotshot came out. And Armada Starscream is literally probably the single most standout character from the entire show.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, easy. Yeah, he deserves it. And it looks like it's going to be a... Like, from the shapes I saw, it looked like him, and it looked like he could pose decently. So... Yeah, we'll see better pictures probably in the next 6 to 8 months. One of the conversations I had with Clint after the interview was, and with Josh to a degree, was about how they have to try to figure out how much to say. Because if it were up to all of us, right, we'd probably in the moment say, just tell us everything you're working on right now. And one of them made a fairly decent point that if they did that, then we would probably have no news for about 2 years. And I was like, you know, you're right. And but you still should have shown us the fan built bot. I think that their enthusiasm for construct bots got in the way of the fan built bot to a degree.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, but at least we solved that question, especially now that they're out on shelves. Like,
yeah.
And we know how they work.
Mm-hmm. I do have one question. What happened? Like, there's a conspicuous absence of that Grimlock remold.
Yeah. A couple of us were wondering about that. There are theories buzzing around that Beast Wars Megatron's victory in the Hall of Fame might have led them to say, why don't we set this toy aside and maybe work on something better to come out a year and a half from now?
Yeah. That, or is that toy maybe getting a store exclusive that hasn't been fully announced or dealt with?
Well, if you want to live in boring reality land, yeah, that's probably what's happening. But...
Sorry, I do live in boring reality land.
You know, thanks for giving us our grounds of raw coffee and sobering up this podcast.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. But yeah, that thing showed up nowhere, and all of us, I think, forgot to ask about it. Well, when we could, because there was no Q&A at the panel, because they ran out of time. Guess what took up a whole lot of time at the panel? It starts with Constructobots, and ends with period.
Oh. Is it Constructobots?
Yep. And I don't blame them. I don't think they were trying to hide anything. They were all super jazzed about Constructobots. Like, I've said this everywhere, there were times where they were waiting for crowd reactions that never came. They were so jazzed for Constructobots. So, there was a misalignment of expectations, I think. What'd you guys think of, I'm gonna ask you, I'll start with Aaron. Aaron, what'd you think of the BotCon toys now that you've seen all of them?
I don't feel as bad on the set as I was before, short of the Rainmakers.
Mm-hmm.
Really. And there's a fourth one. It's Red Wing. Because that's what we need.
I think they should have just called him Vulva.
Yeah, more bad innuendo, oh, wait a second, they have Safe Search locked down so hard at Fun Pub, they have no idea that maybe that's not great in a world where we have a Nexus Maximus. Hey, kids, don't look that one up either. And how many times have we gotten that mold now, even just from the club?
I agree with you, but it sold out first, and people who weren't at BotCon were clamoring for it, so I just don't...
I know, and that's...
I'm not one of them. I'm not going to sell mine, because I like my set, but...
I understand why they did it. Because it was the one thing that wasn't on the club store, because I think still on the club store, if I wanted to, I'd have to actually look at this while I talk, but I think I could order everything but that and the freebie right now from the club store. So that means that it didn't sell real great. So, except for that one, which sold out early, and I understand why they would do it, but I would hope that they could come up with something better than let's churn out this mold that mold, that's got to be on, like, a new set of master molds at this point.
Every single copy of the Rainmakers I saw, at least one of them had hella jiggly wings. Because that mold is dying.
Understandably.
Yeah.
Also, I saw somebody's picture that was just US and BotCon releases, and it was, like, stacked three deep.
Mm.
And, yeah. It's time to just take a yeller behind the shed.
I'm pretty sure they recast that mold right around the time of Thundercracker for the American release.
Oh, I'm sure of it, but I think even by now...
the thing is, though, the production molds aren't the master molds. So they have a set of sprues that then they make that are like the hard copy sprues that then they'll make what becomes the production pieces that they inject plastic into.
Right.
And so I would bet that... I mean, they've made the new... steals that the pieces that become our toys come out of, because that was always part of BotCon's problem with mushy faces, because they weren't making steels, they were making aluminums, because the aluminums are cheaper to make, but they don't last as long.
Yeah.
I bet they're probably on the third round of steels of making it, but after a certain point, even the original stuff's going to start going unless they've done like a three-layer thing, but the only people that do that are like making old school vinyl and aircraft parts because precision.
You know, but what would have made me stand up for the Rainmakers? If their gloves and their boots were white, I would have said that they are perfectly valid. They are taking things in new directions. They are a great end to the Seeker mold. It's the black gloves and mostly the black gloves, to a lesser degree the black feet. If those were white, that would have helped, but I could have dealt with those being black.
Yeah.
The forearms and fists being pitch black made them look so much like every other Seeker. And this is mostly a Sunstorm thing, but the other two guys are basically new characters. So if they all had white gloves, I would have said that they are validated for existence. But they don't.
You can cry so much inaccuracy over that set, though. It's Sunstorm, but he doesn't have white gloves. That's the part, yeah. That's the only thing that annoys me. Technically,
but if in the comic book they didn't paint it that way, then it's canon. Yeah.
They're barely in the comic book. I mean, they show up in one panel. Three panels. One panel, they're in the back of a room. Two of them. Another panel, two of them and Volva are walking towards the battle. And then at one point, one of them has a flamethrower while Sunstorm says something. And, like, that's it. So they aren't even, like, huge in the book.
Jeez. But technically, we've already got one Rainmaker as Acid Storm. You know, best I could figure, the black gloves and feet are the whole thing of matching him.
That makes sense, but bums me out.
Yeah. But, you know, technically, Sunstorm wasn't one of the Rainmakers. He was in the first episode, not Divide and Conquer.
Technically, none of these guys are the Rainmakers.
Yeah, pretty much. So basically, it's just an excuse to use that mold three more times.
There are parts of, like, I really like the two of them are completely new characters. I like their names, even though apparently the names just came from, like, Exiles or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I liked that they were new characters. The one who looks a lot like Thundercracker looks a bit less like Thundercracker in person. It's just a very specific turquoise that doesn't photograph well at all. I don't know. Even just the simple tweak of white gloves, I think, would have made them stand out more and not look like retail toys.
At the very least, you could have at least said, hey, we finally have our classic Sunstorm.
Yeah.
And no, we still really don't.
But hey, guess what? Autobot Electrons was awesome.
Yeah.
Like, he legitimately is a fantastic toy, and I can't believe he hasn't sold out. I can't believe that his set is the one that's still there with all the other ones.
That's probably one of the most fitting ones they did out of the entire set.
All the new head sculpts are fantastic this year. The guy who works on them, whoever he is, I think it's the G.I. Joe guy, right? He smacked them out of the park this year. Like, all four new heads looked great. I was legitimately impressed. And the Hoist Electron head fits that mold super well.
Yeah, so he was with Sandstorm?
Yep.
Yeah, the poorly timed Sandstorm.
That Sandstorm is a really good redeco of that toy. Like convention-level redeco of that toy. Just, yeah, it's there's another Sandstorm out, and if people just want one of a character, that's going to super overshadow.
Right. Yeah. They all pulled off what they were going for well. I think that had they... Probably what they did, they kind of poisoned their own well before having a G2 set before, and that's what a lot of these things still seem to be, like, more Euro-y than Machine Wars to me. I mean, the Mirage screams Machine Wars, and the Sound Wave, of course.
What Sound Wave?
Or Sound Wave, Starscream. My brain's starting to
Sound Wave was in
here.
The friggin' comic.
Yeah.
He was in the friggin' comic. I just wanted the Sound Wave.
But, I don't know. To me, it seems like they're kind of reaching to theme rather than maybe trying to build it backwards, although I don't know. That's the lack of transparency of how the process ultimately goes to come up with some of these sets at times. That if we knew more, maybe I'd be a little bit more sympathetic to their plight.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, whether or not they say it, I feel confident that it's likely that this set got really torn between being actual Machine Wars and trying to entice people so that they don't have another 2010 set, like the G2 set.
Mm-hmm.
Because the G2 set was fantastic, but it was so slavish that there were a lot of people who were just like, I have no interest, I'm not buying it.
Yeah.
And Funpub do their conventions for profit, and so unfortunately I think, I don't think it's bad that Stryker and Obsidian are in the set, because the character thing referencing their history works enough for me.
Yeah, that's the cleverness that I will give them, okay, setting Machine Wars as, like, the great wars they were a part of that we heard about in Beast Machines, and this is why they have a legacy that everyone knows who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a little clever bit of storytelling to work them in. I will give them credit on that one.
Mm. And I like Electron a lot, but it's really like he has the G2 symbol on the toy. Like he's a G2 toy, so he kind of stuck out in a weird way. I still think the Megaplex thing kind of like, given the description that what's his name, Jesse something. You know who I mean on Twitter, R.I.D. Night Viper.
Okay.
Is it Wittenreich? I always forget. I feel bad. The way that the development of that Megaplex was described feels like that was the last toy to come together, and they really needed something to come together. But I don't know, like, because the Obsidian and Striker thing, I think the reasoning works, but being in the box set and becoming the forefront of the box set had the double-edged effect of pulling a whole lot of focus away from Machine Wars, even though the reason why they're in the Machine Wars set makes fictional sense. And I think if they... Like, it's weird to say, I think if those two toys had even just been a souvenir two-pack and not in the box set, I think the whole overall feel would have been slightly different.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, it's weird, because, like, when you think about it, a lot of the, like, a majority of those toys are pretty slavish Machine Wars.
Yeah.
Except that it's hard to, like, it's hard to not just look at the other ones for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Which is so weird, because, I mean, at least they're all tied in the fiction this time. It's not like when they had just, like, yo, it's Razor Claw and Alita 1 from, you know, a set or two ago. You know, when the usual thing, the throwback figures, or, like, the Alpha Trion.
Yeah.
Like, they worked Electron into the fiction to a degree. He was in prison, basically. So, and the G2 and G-Axis clone story is all kind of tied together. And it's a million times more interesting to me now than Shattered Glass. So I'm glad that they kind of, you know, ran with that tangent to a degree. But it's so weird how, like, I don't know. Because every time I want to say this, the set, like, didn't feel Super Machine Wars, it actually did. It's just I keep having to stop and look at it. And, like, count it. Oh, I also discovered that I am officially really tired of the Revenge of the Fallen Dirge mold.
Totally understandable.
I thought I was going to be okay with it, but transforming both of those toys back and forth twice, I got so sick of the way that their legs never stop transforming. Even when you've finished. Because there's just stuff moving and none of it clicking in place.
And just keeps going.
Omegas, how did you feel about the Bakon toys, seeing them from afar?
Overall, just really underwhelmed. I felt like Bakon found a theme to run with that they hadn't run with before. Just because, well, we have an idea for one or two, and let's just run with it. Because apparently the whole thing started when they decided to use Terra Dive as Machine Wars Starscream. Which is kind of weird when the toy doesn't even end up in the box set as a result. Yeah. But beyond that, you know, okay, so we have to break out some of the molds that we used before, which we don't normally do. But, you know, we want to use Machine Wars, so we only have one F1 car to pick from.
Yeah, I don't mind that Mirage. I just don't really feel anything when I look at it.
Yeah, I really do like that Mirage, but at the same time, I own it three times over.
It's a really well-done toy of a really solid concept that does not really interest me at all.
No, it's just... Yeah, it's kind of Machine Wars, kind of not. I made... it took, like... It's like four or five different toy lines that went into making one set this time.
Yeah.
It felt like... Not only to pull in Beast Machines characters and G1 characters, but also all those different toys to try and pull this set together, really kind of felt like grasping at straws just to get an idea to work that really doesn't want to work.
On that vein, I gotta say that Megaplex looks way better in person. I still have trouble getting over the head, but the colors were way better than the photos they had up on the site.
See. Yeah, that seems like a lot of the set. It's like, well, it's okay, but you take a picture and it's, you know, it looks a whole lot worse.
Really weirdly unphotogenic set. Like, Skywarp actually looks really cool, but you have to have him in hand looking at the translucent effect.
Yeah, well, that's a lot of it with the flat color or translucent stuff. Just unless you've got the perfect shot, it doesn't look well. It doesn't look good.
Yeah. I still think that Megaplex is such a missed opportunity, because I would have bought a, you know, just like clone Megatron Troop Builder. I'd have bought that in a heartbeat.
I like the story they came up with for Megaplex. It actually made me warm up to the toy a bit more, even though I still haven't warmed up to it entirely. Because instead of being Megatron's decoy, he's a clone of Megatron who has had it instilled in him that he really shouldn't turn out like Megatron.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's like, all right, I'm not going to be Megatron, but he is totally becoming Megatron anyway. And that was a neat idea. I was like, you know, okay, that's a cool bent. That's a cool twist. The decoy who doesn't want to be the decoy kind of thing. I get it. Still wish he had a different head. Last thing about BotCon I want to ask you guys, because no one seems to be talking about this. How do you feel about the best souvenir of the entire show, the Creon 5-pack?
That's the one thing I almost ordered, or tried to get mulled to me, but I had to stay strong. Stay strong.
No one seems interested in it, so it'll probably be around for a while. I highly recommend it once you have the ability to do so.
It's not so much the ability of not wanting to provide money to.
Let's get someone else to...
Because I could afford the... I don't want the funds going to the people that would initially get it.
Buy them off someone who already bought them without you urging them to.
Still...
No, because then the transfer of funds already happened and you did not initiate it. I've found your moral loophole for you. You should be happy.
It's not a big loophole.
The next thing I'm working on is how to, you know, convince people to just commit murder. Don't worry, I'll find the moral loophole.
Oh.
I want that idea to permeate. I don't want that idea to go away, because I don't know what the Creon or the Creo guys are working on. It seems like they're pouring their hearts in those minifigures. So yeah. I like the idea of them interacting like that. I'd love to see that happen, not just for BotCon, but just that to become like a Hasbro thing. Here, we've got a new wacko set of 5 Creons. Go wild.
Yeah.
Moral loophole.
I'm trying it out of my brain, and
it's... like, this, some guy already bought them. You never talked to him, and the guy's like, "Oh,
yeah.
No one wants this. I'll just put it up for sale." Then you can go like, "Hey, why don't I reimburse you the money that you paid for those? And I'll dispose of them onto my shelf.
Maybe if I got a deal in the process as well,
mm-hmm.
And for less than retail, then." More suffering.
They never went up at retail, Aaron.
Well, what retail is what they paid for you.
I'm just being an idiot.
Jackass.
Yeah. That's BotCon talk. Unless you guys have anything else you want to throw out there. I don't know.
They're releasing Classics Cosmos, so Generations is probably going
to
die.
That's the one thing I tried to figure out how to ask the new Hasbro guy. They're not new, but like the guys we haven't really met before.
You know the thing behind Cosmos, right?
Yeah, I didn't. I was like so close to bringing it up, and I was like, I think they're just going to think I'm making threats.
Cosmos, the destroyer of lines?
Yeah, as soon as I saw him, I was like, oh no. Like, Cosmos even ruined the Mini Warriors. As soon as he showed up, everything in the Mini Warriors started to kind of go higgledy piggledy.
Mm hmm.
God damn it, Cosmos. It looked like a cool toy. I like the proportions. I'll apologize to you guys as well, since I've apologized to everyone else. I did not get to a Glenn Morshower panel.
Yeah, that upset me, sir.
I heard they were good, too.
I will tell you right now, with all of your talk of Mr. Morshower, and then you completely missed his panel.
Okay.
For shame.
The Glenn Morshower that I am in love with is probably not the actual Glenn Morshower.
Doesn't matter.
True that.
You still go and face it.
I was busy. I got Hasbro interviews.
I know you didn't.
Yeah.
Better than we've gotten. So that's the one question I meant to ask. Did you have a PR guy sitting there as well, eyeballing?
Okay, this is crazy. So I'd interviewed Clint Chapman last year very briefly, and so that's kind of how I tried to leverage my way in again. It's like, hey, we did the blah 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 last year, and I still had to go talk to a PR guy, but only once and only extremely briefly.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was going to be, I'm going to interview Clint on Sunday. Then he caught me while I was near the other end of the dealer room and said, do you want to just do this now? And I was like, sure. And then I never talked to a PR guy when it came to Josh Lamb, and I'm not sure if we circumvented process there somehow because we were both at the casino night. But I figured since the guy's card said senior director something something something, he is in a position to say whatever he wants.
Mm-hmm. I guess that's true. Because the only other person that would be like the head of public relations.
Yeah.
Oh, and then like the all the executive people.
And man, Josh Lamb made me so jealous. He has a folder of emails of back and forth between Takara Tomy and Hasbro of the design process of toys. He has a folder of all the correspondence that led up to the Rhinox toy. Like, publish it! Get a copy edited, bind it in a book, I'll buy it. Alright, so that's BotCon. Let's talk about new picture picks. I've already got one lined up myself, but I'm going to go last, because I'm a gentleman. Omegas, what's your new picture pick?
God, I got so many to pick from now. There's two really fascinating ones I really like the look of.
I like the look of them, too.
I'm going to go with the oddball one. So there's this convention in Hong Kong called AgaCon or AgaCon. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Racist!
I don't know how to speak Hong Kong.
You don't know how to speak Hong Kong? That's even worse.
Five years, burn it all down now.
Ignore me. I'm just the way Aaron said it made it funnier.
Yeah, while Fearless Leader is in hysterics. Okay, there are Hasbro exclusive action figures of G1, Optimus Prime, and Megatron being released there. However, the concept of these figures are guys in, like, costumes.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, things like you'd see walking around, like, a theme park or something. Or if you ever saw those weird photos of, like, in back in the day when you could have, like, you could win a party with Transformers, you know, life-size Transformers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they've got these giant shoulder pads and very thin arms that look like they're in fabric, very tiny hands for their big boxy arms. It is the strangest concept for an action figure I think I've ever seen.
I really want these, and I don't even know who's making them, and that means they're probably going to cost $1 million.
I think that they're running the WonderCon, like, one-off but yet official thing.
Oh yeah, like you know, weekend license kind of.
Yeah, it says except their Hong Kong Hasbro's booth will have the mascot figures.
Yeah,
that means they're gonna be so hard to get. God damn it!
AgaCon takes place over the weekend of July 26th to 30th, and will also have an exclusive in the form of its own version of Metroplex.
How great would it be if that's the only way to get Metro Titan? It's a Hong Kong convention.
That would burn worlds.
Oh,
God, I'm counting on eHobby for that.
And Omegas, what's the thing about this Prime specifically?
It transforms.
But only kind of.
Only kind of. It transforms like you would as a kid.
Yeah. Like, if you were a grown adult man wearing a cardboard Optimus Prime suit with hinges on it, that's how it transforms. I like it because there's actual engineering to not only get the wheels in place, but to make the actual front of the cab come together.
Yeah.
Yet his hand and arms are still just sticking off all over the place. Really want these figures.
God, I just can't get over this. So, this is weird.
I don't even see a price.
No. I see numbers, but they mean nothing.
Oh, one of them's... The numbers are pretty much the date range that these are available for.
That weekend?
Yeah, like 7/26 through 30. I think the bottom thing's a phone number. I don't know what C11 is. Maybe that means they're each $11,000. Who knows?
11,000...
China bucks.
Yeah. Tell me, what's the currency, Aaron?
11,000 China Kong bucks. Dollars.
Isn't it HKD?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I hear someone typing because I know someone's looking this up right now.
Hong Kong dollars equal... one Hong Kong dollar is 13 U.S. cents.
Huh. That's unlucky. But dump!
No, because in Hong Kong, it's 8 that's the unlucky number? Or is it 4?
I forget
what the Chinese... Because 13 is just 13. But U.S. buildings often don't have a 13th floor in it.
Aaron just speeds the podcast floor. Straight through the happy beer buzz and right into the hangover.
What I do.
Sobering us up once again. Stuffing the lemon wedge into the mouth of the sleeping drunkard.
I have too many facts in my head.
It's all right, they're useful.
Yes. Yes, they are.
So I got the feeling that the three of us are going to at least try to figure out how much it costs to get one of these on the aftermarket.
Not it.
You don't even want to look?
No. I told you how much it is in USD. Now you have to figure out how much it is in HKD and then do the math yourself.
I'm thinking just more of when I'm at BotCon next year, if I get to BotCon next year and I'm in the dealer room and I see them sitting there, how many digits will be in the price? 3? Or 4?
Not 4.
For both?
I could see 3 digits.
It doesn't
look like it's real big, but 3 digits gets you to $999.
4 digits gets you $1 more than that.
Yeah. Surely if it's 1,000, you say $999, they'll do it.
Oh, yeah, because then at a glance, your price tag looks a lot smaller.
Yeah.
There was a... at BotCon, I walked by a table, and they one of these tables just had a shelf full of Lucky Draw toys. I was like, who's selling these?
That same table, gold-plated Energon Megatron? The gold...
not Megatron.
Energon Prime.
It was a Prime. It was Tony Prito's table.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, the Mystique...
Oh, so then he must have sold that Megatron, then.
Maybe? Or maybe I just didn't see it? Like, there was this... There was like this,
because it's always just like the brown cardboard, paperboardy.
And it was a stack of like the most unwanted Lucky Draw toys.
Yeah.
Wonder if they're going to do Lucky Draw mascot toys. Why not?
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd have to look right though. Like all the parts that were supposed to be cloth would just be like matte gold, like dull, like mustard yellow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to stop thinking about these because I'm never going to be able to get them.
That's a healthy approach.
Aaron, speaking of sobering myself away from... What's your new picture pick?
The unofficial masterpiece Huffer.
I was hoping someone would talk about this because this came up today, right?
Yeah.
Who are Cubex?
I have no idea.
Me neither. That's worrying me.
There, it looks like there's two different ones, and that it's still heavily painted, so these are still pretty early, because you can see black plastic through what's like one coat of yellow paint.
And it is making this toy look a lot better, I think, in photos, because that's making a lot of the greeble on the truck cab like get a bit of natural shading.
Yeah. Well, the problem to me, though, is the couple of flaps that end up by his head just scream at me.
But you know what, though?
For his boxed-in head.
At least you can reach his head with your fingers.
That's true. Hello. Hello, Erector. Hi. How you doing? He sits right there. I look at my microphone. Him and Hurricane are right in
his line. Name is Shafter.
Shafter. Wow. Yeah. This is what happens when Aaron doesn't eat for 11 hours because, oh yeah, we'll start the podcast early.
Well, we did.
No, we didn't. But it still looks like it's early on, but it looks as if it's being done with the intent to sell it. So looks interesting. I like these because it seems like it then kind of makes Takara step up the game. Because we got quite a few Master PC things, and then Takara just went, all right, we'll double down. Whole friggin' line, everybody. Everybody's getting a masterpiece. What do you want now?
And it looks like
coming back.
It looks like this is also probably up for sale because there's a little plastic tray that looks like it'll fit him in vehicle mode.
I don't think that's a plastic tray so much as like the lid to Tupperware.
Yeah, that's a Tupperware container.
Just that's probably what it gets transported around in.
I see you've recruited Omegas into the Raw Coffee Grinds Club.
You know what? Somebody's got to have reason. And why I say that is because of the unfortunate cycle of, well, Vangelis said it looks like it's ready to be produced.
Why has that ever been a cycle? Hang on. What? Hang on.
Just the game of telephone. Well, I heard them say on WTF at TFW that it looks like it's ready to be produced, and when indeed that's not what was directly said.
The farthest any of my trash has ever gotten is Twitter. I've kept tabs on this, I think. Maybe? Did it? Basically, everyone should believe me. And don't listen to these two guys. Like, this toy, that's packaging behind him. He's coming out in stores.
At retail, at mainline retail.
At Aldi's. You'll be spying this. I'm surprised Aldi's doesn't sell more knockoffs, because they already sell knockoff food. So...
No, they just sell all Aldi brand food.
Really, really knockoff-looking food.
Yeah, well, the thing to realize is that there are actually, like, only so many places that actually can corn. So your brand name... can of corn may come off the same assembly line as the Aldi brand of canned corn.
Are you telling me there isn't a gigantic green man who packages all my peas and legumes?
No, Green Giant does have a Green Giant. That's okay. Truth in advertising. They have
Good. Okay, we're on the level. I think this Huffer looks really great.
Mm-hmm.
Seth's happy.
Yeah.
Tweeted to him immediately.
Or Mopey. How does that work for Huffer? And for Seth. Love you, Seth.
Huffer's mouth stays grim, but his eyes widen slightly.
Okay.
Just for a moment. I like how the trailer hitch appears to be his gun.
Yeah.
That's a
good alternator style use of parts.
Yeah.
Is that toothpick hanging out of his wheel?
Maybe.
Yeah, I'm not real sure.
Unless they're going for like a Ben-Hur thing with this toy.
The pin fell out and the toothpick fits.
Listen, it's a prototype.
Yeah.
He said it's ready.
Subject to change. I'm just changing the rumor now. It's a prototype.
Colors and materials may differ from package.
That's right. You might not get a toothpick with this toy, so don't get angry at us. Well, for my new pick, Transformers 4 vehicles and Adrian sure look like a bunch of cars. My actual new picture pick is that we got a bunch of in-hand images, not just one set, but a couple sets now, of the subscription figures. Because we found out, I believe at BotCon, we found out that the big error that happened with the subscription service is that when they were produced, the factory thought they were being made for BotCon and held on to all of them. And put them all into BotCon bags. And so now
is that what happened?
That's what FunPub has said is what happened. It's corroborated by the fact that all these stolen versions are in BotCon bags.
Well, then you know what should have been done? They should have said that in the very beginning.
Apparently, this is the big error that happened, and for those of you who want a little bit of cosmic justice, this also does mean that now FunPub has to hand-unbag every single one of these toys to move them into the foam boxes.
No, because that just makes it cost more, and it's going to cause other problems down the line. For as much as I poo-poo on the club, I really do want them to do well so that they can be great. I want everybody and everything to be excellent and grr.
I'm going to take things to a lighter side. Okay, Jackpot has a new head, confirmed.
Mm-hmm.
It looks fantastic.
It does.
Circuit looks fantastic in hand. Like, mm-hmm. That's what I needed to see, was how those two would look in actual physical form. The even better part is those are the two that no one wants, so I can get them for super cheap on the aftermarket. And having seen all the club figures now, the only three I want are those two and Scourge. And I guess I'll have to live without Scourge. Because Jackpot and Circuit look like the best figures of the set. Like, they kick ass. They mm-hmm. look premium. Ultra Mammoth? I don't dislike him. I'm just still not super into the concept, but he looks great. The hell happened to Slipstream's chin?
I'm not sure. That Starscream mold, though, that head rests inside the chest almost, doesn't it?
It depends how you hunch the chest.
How you hunch the back parts and everything, but yeah.
Because we got specifically a bunch of close-up looks at Slipstream a couple days ago, who has a new head that looks a whole lot like just Starscream wearing a new helmet and having his mouth kind of go bleh. Looks like we knew, I think, we were all new that the pictures we'd had for ages of these figures were pretty much of, like, the Photoshop mock-ups.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't feel entirely surprised that Slipstream completely doesn't look anything like what I thought she was gonna look like.
Yeah.
But I am bummed out because that was one that I know I and others were hotly anticipating. The small bright side is now I totally don't really care if I get that Slipstream or not, and so that's one less of the really expensive ones off the list, and even more spare future money for Jackpot and Circuit. So, Omegas, how you feeling about now that we've got the full look at all of the club subscription figures? It's all of them, right? Oh no, Breakdown. Sorry, we know what he looks like.
Yeah,
I'm sure we can. He's the one you can kind of fill in the gaps, I think. And
God, these are weird.
God, I don't even know where to begin here.
Let's go one at a time.
Circuit is weird.
Yes, let's start with Circuit.
Circuit is I'm not sure those colors are supposed to exist simultaneously.
Like, okay, ignoring how you feel about the palette, how do you feel about the number of colors that have been put onto that figure?
I feel like he's a prototype. He looks like one of those test shop prototypes where every single different mold gets a completely different plastic part so they know where the hell everything's supposed to go and how it looks.
Yeah, he's a rainbow. But the weird thing about him is if you squint, there's kind of a cohesion.
I see an acid trip.
I really want this toy because acid is expensive.
Well, let me. Have you seen what the original Circuit looks like?
I have, but I'm not. I didn't want to sober the moment.
I mean, he looks like an acid trip. I mean, they did it well. I can't complain. I
feel like. The way I feel about Machine Wars Mirage is how a lot of people feel about this Circuit toy.
Yeah. I mean, they're good Again, I can't blame them for the doing it poorly. I think that they've just had bad messaging and bad luck with things that they've just continued bad messaging on. It's why I get so conflicted with club stuff, and I think why I get so fired up about it. Because I see what it could be, and then it doesn't. And then I have a sad.
I will say the other figures look nice. They look like things that I'd be interested in if they were easier to get. Jackpot, for instance. Well, I wouldn't mind if I could find them cheap.
Jackpot, you're probably maybe not as cheap as Circuit, but no one seems to care about Jackpot and Circuit. So
yeah.
There's even part of me that kind of likes the concept behind Ultra Mammoth. You know, just because
It looks like one of the Japanese Ultra Magnus repaints, where they're prime, just white and teal, it's like, and it's some like red, the, just whatever, just make this repaint so the fanboys.
It's like the laser will. Magnus.
Yeah.
So, okay, we're going to give me your armor colors, but just to be fun, let's do the head the way the normal one is.
And the divides between the blue, the white, and the red look super crisp, like,
oh yeah,
super clean. I like that a lot.
Just in concept, it works so well as the color palette for a mammoth. Okay, a blue mammoth is completely unrealistic. No, what do I know? I don't know any mammoths.
He's super cold, that's all. He's really...
Yeah, that's the thing. It's
well,
cold.
Well, I'll do
it's
the nerd glasses push, and they found on mammoth fur, they found moss, so they could have potentially been green from being covered in moss and algae. So, I'll shut up now. Go ahead.
That was Aaron, the plant and biology guy here on WTF at TFW.
I actually have an inside track that has a Scourge for me. Thank you if you're listening.
Oh, wow.
But he's kind of washing his hands of the club, so he's only sticking through for the next, like, release number 2, and I'm crossing my fingers at Slipstream.
Yeah, I was pondering Scourges at BotCon, but I didn't ponder them hard enough. I didn't really push. All I kind of glanced around, and there were some. Most of them were like 90-something to 100-something, and I was like, ah. And I kind of... I like the way that Scourge looks, but I don't want to spend triple digits on it. But you're still interested in Slipstream?
Head's a little bit off, but I do really like that color palette. The mold works for a female Seeker.
Mm-hmm.
I still have that gap from animated where I kind of need a female Seeker.
I like the colors on Slipstream. They look nice.
Yeah.
I think that I will totally get over the head pretty fast. But it was if the head was good, I would be actively pursuing Slipstream. The head being the way it looks makes me feel like I can just maybe stumble upon one sometime. And I'd love to know the story of how that all went down. these things, I believe, are... Well, now they're all produced except for Breakdown, so... Didn't we see a Breakdown in a bag a little while ago? I want to say we did.
Maybe. I'm sure they're all... If we've seen images of all the rest, that's just the one that they didn't get a hold of.
Yeah.
And... Also, the other thing in my mind is, while I know that FunPub is busy with everything else going on, it would probably behoove them, with the lateness of everything else, to be doing nothing but unbagging, boxing, and shipping, and just get these out as quick as they can. Maybe not necessarily wait for the gaps that they were aiming for before, but that's my 2 cents.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with you, especially if everything's made.
Mm-hmm.
Just make it monthly. Because I think I almost want to say it was six. I wasn't at the panel, but I read notes. I almost want to say that their original plan has basically been kiboshed because of this whole mix-up.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with you. The club seemed to just have some really terrible luck with a lot of things. And I say that as a skeptically minded person to a degree. I think that they still do just have a whole lot of awful luck.
Well, like
in
I said,
tandem
I...
with.
I think what happens is they have a bad break,
mm-hmm.
and then have the combination of either not saying, hey, you know, Because there's a lot. It goes a long way, I think, in a lot of people for somebody to say, hey, my bad. I'll take that hit and explain why something happened. Mm. And then you can be like, okay, they're all right. But when they put the wall up to do my normal rant, they put that wall up and then either try and deny or say that we can't understand is when people start to go, well, I bet if you give me at least a decent excuse other than, oh, no, we didn't tell the person the day before that things were still held off till after BotCon or whatever was going on for the first wave of things.
And the tone, basically, needs to... Yeah, and I agree that, I mean, this BotCon was very just kind of laid back, but in general, like, there's always still, like, just that... I mean, especially with Brian, there's always just that tone of, like...
Yeah. Somehow you can understand.
Yeah, somehow making you feel like it's your problem if you're not getting it right away.
Yeah.
Kind of. I mean, also, like, I say this, I also got savaged before I even got my pre-reg box, this BotCon.
Was he just handing out wristbands?
No, I was going through a little hallway that led to the pre-reg desk. I turned around because someone said hello, and then Brian Savage zoomed around the corner behind me and practically bulldozed me into the wall while getting somewhere really fast. And I was like, all right.
But yeah.
It took negative 2 minutes.
I guess a lot of things and our trash talking of each other in the beginning of the episode kind of roll back to giant bombisms of, you know what, just be open and tell us. And you know what, we can understand that things go wrong. And when you say, hey, something went wrong and this is what happened, then it's like, hey, it's something that went wrong. But when you just pretend like nothing's gone wrong, it goes from being a boo-boo to does this look infected to you? To hopefully we can save that leg.
I also really like that all these toys are shipping with a sticker on the box, multiple stickers that have the name in all caps, giant bold letters.
But it's going to be a surprise when you open the box.
Yeah. And that there were people concerned about this surprise.
Yeah.
When Scourge came out. Dear listener, out there, if you're one of those people, I don't hold you any ill will, but your attitude towards this amuses me greatly, because the name of the toy is all over the shipping box. I don't know. Maybe I don't get surprises anymore. I don't... Maybe I had too much Aaron in the morning and...
Yeah, it happens. I'm the realist that brings everything down.
I saw someone take a picture of the box, and they put their hands and fingers over all the stickers so they wouldn't spoil the identity of the figure, yet still confirm that they got the subscription figure.
Is it also like flashing gang signs at that point?
I don't know. But they were so behind the idea that it was adorable. And I... Anyway, those are our new picture picks, guys. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and do some more podcasting. And during the break, I'm going to go get my laundry out of the dryer.
Cool. I think I'm going to go get a cheese stick so I don't, like, crash.
No! Stay there! I need you to stay there to make sure that Omegas is staying there to make sure that you're staying there.
What?
So it's like North Korean DMZ guards where we're not...
That's right.
Keeping guys from coming over, we're keeping our own from running away.
Glare at each other. If anyone tries to leave, shoot them in the name of freedom. Huh?
Yes.
No, no politics on the boards.
That would be bad.
We'll be back in a little bit, and until then, enjoy this intermission clip. Alright, I'm gonna go get my stuff out of the dryer. You can get a cheese stick if you want.
No.
Now you're hunger striking.
Yep.
Gandhi did tube
down my
this.
Nose, motherfucker.
Gandhi, maybe you've heard of him.
Hey everybody, it's Lupus. And congratulations to WTF and TFW for hitting the 5-year mark. Wow, has it really been that long? Anyway, congratulations to the guys who are still with it. I miss you all. I miss all the listeners. And I miss having some fun. And I miss my chair. God damn it, Aaron, give me my chair back. Anyway, we've gone from everything from Radicons to Legends Are for Poor Children to making fun of Michael Bay. And let's face it, making fun of Michael Bay is never really getting old. Well, unless, of course, you know, we can trump that with making fun of Shia LaBeouf. That's always fun. Anyway, here's to another 5 years, guys. Hip hip hooray.
I still don't understand why everyone's excited about Sharknado.
Enough said.
No. Not when you're Asylum.
Enough said. It says so on the poster.
Asylum are experts at taking a concept like Sharknado and making it boring. I've tried. You're all
being
tricked.
The thing is, I was
hoping
for the North Atlantic Treaty Organization to have something to do with sharks, but then...
A Sharknado would be awesome, because it would be NATO, but entirely staffed by sharks.
Be like the, what was the Hanna-Barbera Jabberjaw?
Yeah.
Jabberjaw.
I would watch that. Asylum wouldn't have the balls to make that, and that's why I would watch that. Like, yo, I looked up the word asylum in the dictionary. It said, 1, place for crazy people. 2, safe place. 3, able to sell movies based entirely on stupid posters. That
like
was
the Sharktopus?
A film guy joke. Because I'm an edgy film guy. So I've been really low-classing it with that pizza I made when we started.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I did with it after I cut it into 6 pieces?
Did you eat it?
I put all the pieces in a bowl. And okay. I've been eating pizza out of a bowl.
Do you not have clean plates?
No, I don't.
So that sounds like a bachelor solution if
I've
ever I
heard
one.
I put my pizza in a bowl. I have a bowl of pizza slices. I feel like an asshole.
Like, how many times have you eaten just something directly over the sink because that meant less dishes to
that,
deal with?
Well, that I was about to go to bed and I wanted to have a muffin. So... I even ran the water. So aside from profound sadness, we're going to talk about what else we got this week.
Welcome to the world of sadness.
let's talk about Transformers we got this week.
All right.
Hey, Aaron.
Hey.
Did you buy any Transformers?
Yes, I did.
Ooh!
The first one that I managed to pick up was Sandstorm. The triple changer Sandstorm.
I like how you're in a position where it's like, I gotta pick and choose, so I'm only gonna get the good ones, like Sandstorm, and you immediately find them!
Yeah. Well, that the Sandstorm, both of my picks were kind of surprised to myself, so. Sandstorm, having seen, like, everybody's breakdown of things and our early looks at Springer, who's already on my desk, seeing how things are the same yet different, and it's amazing to sit here with one in each hand and see Whoa. All the ways that it is the same, but nope, they changed that pattern on for no reason other than they wanted to change it. This is a great example of them multi-purposing like the skeletal base and some panels, but then changing everything else, so it might as well be a different toy. And it comes off very well. Including the huge rear tires. But if he's like a sand crawler type of dune buggy thing, that's normally what they have for traction and stuff. So I dig it. His VTOL still comes off as kind of weird, but hey, they were making Springer already, and this works very well as the second use of mold.
You want to hear some buzz I heard?
Ooh,
some buzz
that?
I heard on the show floor?
What's that?
Apparently Sandstorm may or may not be a loose representation of the unified book Sandstorm.
I could dig that, especially if they can work the other way.
of saying, like, hey, this is the toy that we have now. Now explain it like that.
Mm.
Because we have a toy.
I heard some buzz, and I forgot where, so hopefully I'm not messing stuff up for someone.
Yeah.
But I heard the buzz somewhere that this is related to Aligned Sandstorm.
I could totally dig it and understand. The biggest issue I've had with him is only, like, twice have I managed to fit the gun underneath the chin. It's not nearly as... Even with Springer's, it wasn't terribly intuitive, but you could kind of see how it worked. With Sandstorm's, you gotta line it up just perfectly, and then it clicks in place hard. But if you're a little bit off, it's... You might as well be using, like, the back of your knuckles to try and type. It's hard to see where it's supposed to go, and then it clunks. And
I already hate putting Springer's on, so I'm not looking forward to that.
Yeah, it doesn't need to go there. It has front landing gear anyway, and you can mount the gun in the middle of the back of it, and it all works. Any specific questions? I don't know. It's a remold.
Well, how do you
major remold? Have all the screws work in my legs? Oh, sorry. What?
What? No, get the screws out of your legs.
Okay.
How'd the color work turn out on yours? Like, you found it at a store, right?
Yeah, found it at a store. I appear to have no issues over paint or under paint or any of that. The black paint versus the black plastic is obvious, but I mean, that's what it is.
Do you feel okay? Like, looking at it,
light pipes like crazy.
Ooh, really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, I've got off angle light. And his eyes are glowing.
Well, putting any thoughts, personal thoughts about Springer or Sandstorm aside as characters or designs, just as toys, do you feel one is clearly more solidly built than the other, or do you think they're pretty much on the same line?
They're pretty much on the same line.
Okay.
If I had to pick one, I'd probably say, character attachment aside, I'd probably say Sandstorm.
Mm-hmm.
I think the wheels turning into VTOLs with the tail and everything is a whole lot more dynamic than everything else. But at the same time, if you have any character attachment either way, that's more than willing to have that be the thing that pushes it one way or the other. Because I think I like the Springer toy better because I like Springer better and I have no real attachment to Sandstorm. But as these toys being toys in and of themselves, I think that Sandstorm just edges Springer out. Like, that much. And that was, I held my fingers apart a very tiny bit.
I know, I could see.
Yeah. But. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Springstorm? This. Yeah, yes. There... See, having to sit here and stare at TJ. Make sure he doesn't run off. And then he did, and I had no power to do anything about it, because we're in Florida. Who wants to be in that nasty heat?
Eat some cheese!
I should have. I shouldn't have not listened to you. My other grab was the new Beast Hunters Ultra Magnus. Out of the Prime mold.
Oh, right, out of the Prime mold. I want to get that one, I just don't really feel like buying it right now.
Yeah, so, if I didn't have the original Prid mold, I think I'd be a bit happier with it. And the fact that I have the feeling that more of this was meant for Prime, as Prime, because the backpack piece that lets you put the hammer on his back has the same wings that the Beast Hunter's Prime has. Has the same, like, dragonfly-ish wings and greeble bits on his back, which makes me think that maybe this was originally meant for Prime. Like, this was designed to be Prime's upgrade, and then they went, clearly, we can make a new toy.
Clearly something weird happened, because, I mean, just Ultra Magnus in Prime, something happened, because... Because
he had this toy that's the, like, the long, like, military convoy truck before he turned into a Prime reskin.
My hypothesis is they came up with this new Magnus design, and then when Predaking became a factor, it became like, well, we can make a Predaking or we can make an Ultra Magnus.
Right.
Right. That's what I'm pretty sure happened.
Yeah, because you look at all of the remolds from Prime into Ultra Magnus, and all of them have to finagle it a different way, and they all look bizarre.
Yeah. And, I mean, it pulls it off well. It looks like Magnus looks in the show. I like that the missile heads are kind of Magnus-y, like G1 Magnus-y, and they do have clips so that you can clip them into the side of the shoulder stacks.
Oh, nice.
It clips a little high on the shoulder stack instead of being at, like, the... like straight out from where his shoulder joint would be, it sits up higher.
Well, I mean, this Magnus has, stack, but like, he has giant shoulders.
Anyway. It's, you can still see where his shoulder, like the ball joint is, and it probably sits almost an half inch to maybe an inch higher than that.
Hmm.
Whereas I think in G1 it was just off of that shoulder axis, but He definitely looks significantly different from Prime for being the same mold. The shoulder bits that the upright pylons hold the gumball missile launchers,
mm-hmm.
and then they can pivot down. That bit gets away in the way a little bit for transformation, but I think it's just because you're putting a whole lot more into that, and you don't have the clearances. Chest has a weird flip-out bit so that it will fit into where the window's supposed to, because that's the piece that turns upside down. And then, like I said, his backpack unit has pegs and ports and plugs on it that do manage to peg into and become very, you know, they cover over the sideways turn feet for trailer hitch. And plug in there and make for a wing pack for Ultra Magnus's vehicle mode, which is where it gets into that weirdness of it all. But I dig him. I think this is a good toy for maybe somebody that came on later in Prime, and this is the Mask Division Optimus Prime of Kathunk as their Optimus Prime. This is a good way to get another good mold again.
Mm-hmm.
And it, especially since this is the direction they went with Ultra Magnus rather than that long-tailed flat-nosed truck, pulls off the show well. I just kind of wish I didn't have that other Voyager and Legend sitting around here somewhere.
It sounds like a lot of people are warming on that Beast Hunters version of Magnus as well, who were pretty much entirely uninterested in the Prime. I think that the lack of a first edition version is really sticking out there.
Yeah. I think where it could have been punched up is had they put more paint on the Forge. Mm-hmm. Because it's silver. If they had thrown maybe even a paint app in the middle of like the gearing stuff to have that be red or yellow or something, to probably red and silver would make it pop some. But no, he's a good toy. It's based off of a pretty good mold in the first place. And, the remolded stuff fits very well. I just need to mangle a hand. Spoiler.
Don't know what you're talking about.
But yeah, that's it for me on topic. Had some Constructobots in hand, but I didn't want to pay the $28, I think, that my Toys R Us wanted for the Bumblebee or the Blitzwing.
My position on them right now is I kind of just want to get two Blitzwings mm-hmm. and kind of mush them together until they're a proper triple changer, but it sounds like retail price on him is $25 if I'm lucky.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be $25 in Toys R Us.
Yeah.
But I was interested, but I've got job prospects, and maybe that'll be how I reward myself after a job prospect becoming a job happens.
Insert listener saying you're rewarding yourself with one of those?
Yeah, well, I like the building things.
Me too.
People building things.
I got no Transformers.
It's better than you always tearing things apart.
I got no Transformers this week! True story. I didn't actually really look, but I don't think any could have arrived here. Do I have any in transit? I do have one in transit. It could have got here, and it didn't. So, Screw that. You guys want to know what I have on the way? Because it was a hot tip I got off of a Facebook group.
No, because we don't do the pre-order stupidity. What did you actually get? What can you talk about?
I got...
Not what might you talk about in the future, maybe, I got the chance shipping thing doesn't go through.
To go on eBay and pay $20 shipped for a GDO hotspot.
It's not bad.
In fact, it was $18 shipped. I rounded it up to sound cooler. But I don't have it in hand yet. So, that's all my on topic. It leaves it up to you, Omegas Prime, of facebook.com/TJOmegasPrime. We'll did you get new Transformers?
One day. Yeah, I did.
Ah!
Once again, it's up to me to save this whole section.
Yeah, Aaron doesn't count.
When last we convened, I informed you of a fan who was very generous in what he plucked off of my Amazon wish list. He is unstoppable, apparently. So I give thanks to him, and I fear for his wallet. Seriously, calm down, dude.
When you said unstoppable, I matched that up with the verb plucked, and I had all these really weird visions coming up in my head. The removal of hair. I was imagining someone delivering a full body shave.
Good.
It's like 12:45, and I barely slept.
Hungry and exhausted. We are professionals.
Welcome.
He grabbed a couple things off of my subsection wish list for Plastic Addict stuff.
Can you do subsections on the what?
I have a wish list for like DVDs and stuff, wish list for Transformers, wish list for Tokusatsu, and then I have like a wish list for like Plastic Addict bad Transformers. And
I'm gonna march over to Amazon.ca and demand to know why I don't have that many wish lists. Hang on.
You just have to make different lists.
Yeah.
That's how they make their money. I see. Yeah.
The link I offer people actually just has a topic that says look to the left to see what I'm after, and it just links to all my others on the left.
Oh, I guess I'm supposed to just click this giant button that says create another wish list to make another wish list.
Yes.
Communists.
So among the things he picked up for me this time, he sent me a Creo Starscream. And I mean that, like, the actual Creo set, not the Creon.
I heard that had an okay jet mode.
The jet mode's actually really nice.
Yeah.
It's blocky. Of course it is, but I mean, like, more so than a Lego one would be. Because it's just a little bit more crude in structure.
I mean, that's what you get when you build anything out of Lego blocks.
Well, yeah, but no, this one more so, I think. It doesn't really, it uses a few blocks to cheat, only for, like, wing size and all that, but beyond that, yeah, I mean, it's a fairly serviceable jet. It's big. Like, really big.
I've had one in a box that I haven't opened for about a year. there was a big sale here a while ago.
I think if you got it on sale, I think it's worth it for the jet mode. Because there's actual thought going into it. There's a canopy that opens up and everything. The landing gear folds in. So they actually did work some functionality into it, which was appreciated.
I bet even a Lego maniac would be into that.
Possibly. Now, I have... as it sits, it's still in jet mode on my table. I have not actually put it into robot mode yet, because that's the one that looks bad.
I heard you don't really have to put him in robot mode.
I really don't want to put him in robot mode.
Yeah. You got a cool jet.
Yeah.
Think of all the work of having to pull that apart.
That's where most of my Creo stuff sits, is in alt mode.
Do you even have a block separator?
Me? Yeah, I have. I have a tree of brick.
I know you have a ton of those block separators.
Yeah.
Wait, what's a block separator?
It's a thing that separates the Lego blocks from each other.
the best friggin' tool in the world.
It's not Legos. Creo.
That's why I'm saying a block separator to separate your Creo blocks.
Works with competing brands. It's the holographic foil sticker thing that's on there.
I don't actually need to. Creo blocks don't hold together well enough to need one.
Now you get two by one stacked on top of each other, and you ask that question again. They stick.
What's a 2x1?
You're speaking in this freaky language. Confuses me.
So it's a third of a unit thick. It's a piece.
Legos. So the jet. Have you put Creon Starscream inside of the jet yet?
Well, yeah, of course.
Good. Okay, just making sure. It's kind of a prerequisite of any actual Creo block set, is you have to put the Transformer Creon inside the giant Transformer Creo thing.
His hollow emitter is just him.
Yep. He's just given up. He's had enough.
What creativity do you want? Look, I turned from a robot into a car. I had to find a car that had my same color scheme and general build. I mean, you know how hard that is?
You know, if you bought 30 of these brick separators, you could get free shipping on Lego.com.
Mm-hmm. And it would almost be worth it.
30?
I did the math.
Right now, it's the hot dog cart if you get over so much product. Have you seen the hot dog cart? Don't you laugh, son. Don't you laugh.
He's telling me about a hot dog cart made of Legos.
Look at that link.
I know about it. I'm in the VIP club. I got the email that we're talking about on topic right now.
You're the one doing it. It's your own fault.
God, you people scare me.
I kind of want the hot dog cart.
That's right.
It's the only way to get Lego hot dogs.
No, you can get the hot dogs themselves quite a few.
We're talking about Creo here on the Creo podcast at TFW 2005. Omegas is our man of the hour.
They're all just covering this because of that little sticker that says competing blocks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Compatible. These are just the compatible blocks they're just speaking of.
Yeah. It was
totally on topic.
These are compatible little tiny plastic hot dogs.
Ahem.
You have the floor.
I got other Transformers.
All right!
Since I want to amass a collection of them for a video, he's the fan who is Aaron, as opposed to the one on here who is now known as Not Favorite Aaron.
Boned! What?
I'm making the ooh scared hands.
I can see them.
Yeah. Those are jazz hands, you casual.
No, because jazz hands are like this, the scared hands are more in front of the face.
It's like a half-hearted jazz hands. It's mockery more than anything.
Yeah.
So he also sends me a couple of Transformers tech toys. Those weird-ass role-playing things that they made for the first movie.
Okay.
I got Autofire, which is the game controller. Or what's supposed to be a handheld game, but it looks more like a controller.
Mm-hmm.
And Flashbang, which is a camcorder.
I forgot those had names.
Yeah, they name them. I'll give Flashbang this. It actually has a much cooler light effect than it has any right to have. Because the sound effect has this big charge up before the blast, and the light kind of flickers and glows corresponding to it, and then it just big bright for the big blast. So it corresponds to the sound really well. It's ruined by the fact the button to trigger the sound effects also launches a missile that fires way before any of that happens.
That's just the warning missile.
Pre-made warning shot that flies about 5 inches.
It's like, you know, tasers. They shoot the hooks out, then they tase.
Well, okay. That's if you tased and that wouldn't work.
It's just like tasers what shoot the hooks out, and then they tase.
The bad part about flashbang is when you try to make a camcorder look like a blaster with a fold down handle and the neck sticking out, you really don't make it look like a blaster. What you do is turn a camcorder from the mid 2000s into like a camcorder from the mid 90s.
Oh, so it's like Armada Laserbeak's gun mode.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Except it really doesn't look like a gun. It just looks like a really old handheld camcorder.
Yeah.
So it's more or less you're just de-evolving it more than anything.
Does it at least make fun noises?
Well, yeah, like I said, the sound effects is the sound effect is nice to it. So I will give it that much benefit. Still a weird toy. It has a viewfinder screen with, like, a movie Optimus Prime. Strangely enough, about to step on whoever's holding the camera.
Spoilers!
What's weird about it is the toy is apparently done so far in advance. It actually has the, like, original head for Prime.
Ooh! Okay, that is actually really interesting to me. I love the original vestigial movie stuff that had all those bits of old movie on them.
Yeah. Yeah, so apparently they just took like a real old stock photo from the early development and just put little lines to make it look like it came off as a camera.
I dig it.
So it's a funny little bit of trivia to have.
Mm-hmm.
Autofire's crap.
Damn.
Autofire is such crap. Bright green translucent controller with a screen on it. And you get these two thumbsticks, and when you move the thumbsticks around, it changes these two lenticular pictures on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
One of Prime in robot mode trying to raise his gun, and the other one, him transforming on the other side. They don't work for crap.
Well, of course not. It's a bright green translucent thing. I mean, I don't let bright green translucent people on my bus. They don't dine in the same room I dine in. What?
5 years and I never knew this about you.
Hmm?
Really? It was like 20 minutes for me.
Really?
Yeah. Well, oh, you don't know this, but Aaron, you know, he used to be with the green people. And we classed him up a bit.
Who are you people?
Scurrilous lies.
I'm not green, that's for sure.
And just to get it out of the way, yeah, the blaster mode for Autofire is terrible. It's this really weird automorph thing where, like, one handle of the controller kind of folds into this, like, arm sleeve thing, and the other one kind of folds in half and curves the opposite way that you're supposed to hold it in hand. So, it is the dumbest looking blaster I've ever seen. It is also one of the most uncomfortable things I've ever held.
I am actually refusing to look up pictures of it because I'm trying to piece together how a game controller turns into a gun. And failing to do so.
It really doesn't. That's the trick.
And isn't that ironic? Because, I mean, we use them to shoot people in games.
Yeah, to shoot people in games, yeah.
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 I think it'd be a natural transition, but no. So, yeah, I'm trying to get a couple more of them before I can actually shoot a video because, oh, they're worth it.
I completely forgot they existed, but now it's all coming back.
It's really for the best.
I thought you were talking about real gear for a second, and I was like...
No, no.
What does he mean calling real gear bad too? I'm going to come over there and take a poop on his front door.
That's impressive because doors are generally vertical.
Hey, listen, you get enough...
Yeah. I guess you get enough knee bend, you can...
That's right.
Yeah, maybe.
Save up a whole lot of muscle pressure. Bringing back the poop talk from BotCon for the 5-year anniversary.
Alas.
Let me tell you all about what I did on a plane. Spoiler! I pooped.
God. I'm going to talk a real Transformer now.
All right.
United Ratbat.
Hey, oh! Ooh. Oh! You know what? Oh, no, wait, that was last week. Never mind. Never mind. What? I got him last week. That's why.
Jeez.
I forgot we had an incident. Talked about him last week.
It was fun to hear you excited, though.
I was really excited for just 1 second, and then I was like, wait, I already, damn it. And I was all by myself. No, wait, no, Jared had it. No, did he? I can't remember.
I don't know, you've not finished it and published it, so we can't help you out.
Yeah, come on, where's my help, guys? Thought we were all on the same team. Did your rat bat have full, total, good build quality?
From what I can see, yeah.
Good. It seems all of them do. I've just been worried ever since my United Scourge and his missing rivet.
Hmm. There's a couple little oddball things about him. Let's see, which one is it? Just the way his back is, like, it looks like the top of his feet kind of upturned a little bit.
Hmm.
It was weird, like the plastic's like literally bent, like it, like the plastic was still warm when the toy was put together and just kind of bent that way.
Hmm.
So it's a little bit defaced in that way, but otherwise, yeah, the build quality is really nice on this. And toy's freaking gorgeous.
Hmm.
Everything is metallic. Everything. And just that gold and purple, that's just a beautiful look to him.
What blows my mind is the purple is primarily just the plastic color.
Yeah. Yeah, because that... I love when Takara does this, because that looks like one of those super Photoshop shiny photos.
Yeah. I was about to say that we could really be talking up this toy in a way to make Aaron feel obligated to look for one at TFCon.
Maybe. I don't know. I think I am going to take my... BotCon, Megatron, and Waspinator, and if that sells, I'll have TFCon money.
Mm.
So, look for it, I guess. Because I may have TFCon money, or I may have, like, food money.
What do you think about the new head?
Oh, I love the new head.
Yeah.
The Senator Ratbat head. That's very nice.
Lots going on.
Mm-hmm. Remember when the photo showed up and I thought, that looks like Leo's axe head. What? Because you could tell it's based on an animal, but you couldn't tell which one it was at first.
Yeah, like I see way less Leo's axe in it now that I got it in hand.
Oh, yeah.
But.
It was a nice thought for just like a split second.
Yeah.
No, but I seriously dig this. And I forgot how clean the vehicle mode was.
I mean, this is one of the toys people refer to when they say Transformers have lost a little something from the economic punch in the nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Scourge is often cited as like one of the greatest examples of the highest point of Transformers engineering. I think that's a little bit of an overstatement, but he's still a really good toy.
Yeah, well, this is a really good example from the bygone era.
From the annals of history.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sure. Get away from poop.
It's a word. Look it up. The annals of history.
It's annals.
Annals of history. Hang on. I'm going to look up my Google Analytics. Give me a second. When I want to see my analytics, I type the word anal into my URL bar and I get my YouTube analytics right here.
That's what, the third link down? Yeah. Huh?
Well, yeah, there's a whole lot of analytics in here. Have you tried doing a bat mode?
I saw the photos of the bat mode. I have not attempted it yet.
I kind of don't want to. I think that I won't be able to suspend my disbelief.
Yeah. The toy looks so good in both of its natural modes. I don't want to make some goofy thing out of it.
Yeah. I mean, sorry, Yuki-san, Sama, Deshta, but I appreciate your enthusiasm. I know you listen to this podcast.
So, really good toy.
Yeah.
Really good toy. Worth having a second time. Beyond that, last one to grab on topic. Finally got around to getting the BBTS C-Con set.
Welcome to 2 years ago?
I know.
If it helps at all, I got one, and then I immediately moved, and I didn't bring it with me. And so it's still sitting in my old bedroom completely unopened.
Because I can remember seeing this in the case at the one BotCon I got to go to, and I was like, oh my god, it looks so cool, and I'd really like to have a set of C-Cons to play with. Oh my god, I'm getting that right away. And then I put it off for 3 years.
Well, you didn't have to wait. I mean, they're still on sale at Big Bad Toy Store.
I know.
Because they got all of them.
Like 8 went to Amazon or wherever.
Yeah, 8? Yeah. Just as, I think that was actually just a ploy to seed the idea that this might actually be rare. And, yeah.
But, you know, it's not a bad set.
Yeah, I mean, they're good toys. I like the C-Cons.
Oh, yeah. I got God Neptune not too long ago, but the joints on it were so tight I was scared of playing with the thing. I thought, okay, I need a stunt double.
Yeah.
And yeah, these guys are very effective at that. I like that they come with all the original parts. Comes with all 6 of them. That's a nice bonus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love the idea of a giant killer robot lobster. He very quickly became my favorite of the batch.
I love the color palette on those guys.
Oh, yeah. I think a cotton candy machine went rogue.
Reminds me of Marvel Comics' The New Warriors from back then. I don't know why.
Okay.
Other memories embedded with it?
Maybe, I don't know. I was a young lad. I was like, Nova looks real cool, and that lady is, like, not wearing any clothes. This comic book is the best.
Why are my pants fitting tighter?
Bring an erection talk to WTF at TFW in our 5-year anniversary.
Gotta hit all the high points.
Classy.
Prepubescent erection talk here on WTF at TFW.
You are not helping.
I was just saying, I remember comic books being at the local pharmacy where I'd always get candy bars, so I was getting fatter. I don't know what you're talking about.
That was the weird...
Yeah.
Really? As a kid, I would go to the grocery store down the street where they had the comic books in like this little corner near the cash registers, and to sit there and just kind of flip through them, you had to look at the big wall of candy.
My brother took me to proper comic book stores when I was a kid.
I grew up in a town of 2,000 people. We had a grocery store that was an IGA. Anything but off-brand groceries and
that doesn't sadness. Match the letters IGA.
International Grocers Association.
Oh, okay. I was going to say anything but off-brand groceries would be ABOBG.
Abogog.
Yeah. I vaguely recall that this reissue C-Con sticker sheet apparently wasn't very good.
Oh, yeah, horrible. They're like thin paper stickers unless they change drastically.
Yeah, no, there's a bunch coming off on this one.
Yeah.
I vaguely recall Repro Labels walking around saying, yo, we have sticker sheets, when that all went down.
It's really part of me that wishes they did just pack in a sticker sheet, because half of them are crooked on mine.
Mm-hmm.
Should probably just strip them off and get the Repro Label sticker sheet.
I'm considering it. I don't know.
I have a further case to make. You should probably consider stripping them all off and getting the Repro Label sticker sheet.
You make a compelling argument.
I'm a lawyer in my spare time.
But no, still a worthy set to get.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's G1, they're monsters, it's very simplistic, but there's a ton of play value in them, though. Really, I do appreciate that.
Working a target master mode into each one, no matter how haphazard it was, I think was real ambitious for the time.
Well, you get the display stands too, which is really rare for back then.
It was also kind of odd that you got multiple display stands. For some reason, I was thinking you'd only get one for the Target Master, and then you ended up with like five in that set.
Yeah. Also, because they could all turn into flying weapons too. Like, I think that was part of the idea.
Yeah.
It's just Snaptrap right there in the middle, just commanding his enormous array of guns.
I'm the gun commander!
I would love that. If I just command a legion, I could... Okay, everyone become guns right now.
Well, there's this set of toys that you caused me to look at online I could tell you about.
Really?
They're guns, and they all turn into robots.
And they have bullets.
Yeah. I still have that page open somewhere.
You will break.
We'll see.
So, yeah. That's my on topic.
All right. I'm going to talk about my off topic. I got one off topic thing, and it was a pair of toys. What I ordered from Bambaland of 3A a while ago. And like many 3A orders from Bambaland, I forgot about them for a long time, and then suddenly they showed up. This is the Super Duper Double Death Pack. So what this was when they were selling the portable scale Square Mark IIs, that being the squares, and now they only have one eye and they have crazy triple jointed chicken legs. There was like a 10 pack and then there was this 2-pack, and I was like, I'll get the 2-pack because it was pretty cheap. They're in the Night Watch and Day Watch colors. They each come in their own individual box. The boxes are just like a cube with a plastic shell inside and a kneeling Square Mark II in there. The thing that struck me about them, and it struck me about the squares when I finally got a portable scale, just normal square, is that they look way bigger in photos than they are in real life. In real life, the white one standing the way it's standing is about a head and a half shorter than a G.I. Joe. So they're pretty small. On the bright side, the sculpting on the square part has a whole lot of divots and dings and scratches sculpted in. So even though I feel 3A's paint weathering has degraded a little bit over the last year, there's still a nice kind of like feel of wear and tear on this thing. And all the joints are super smooth and super nice. There's a humongous ball joint attaching the square to the waist. The hips are ball jointed with a really wide range. And then there are two hinges along the leg with cuts so it can curl up in a very specific position or just straighten out. There's no ankle tilts. Having ankle tilts would have really helped, actually, but these things are surprisingly good at standing. It's just that a lot of the time they're standing on the edges of their little legs, so they stand super solid, then you bump the table and they all fall down. I also already put one into a rider kick pose. You could do it. So, they're neat. Don't pay more than $15 for one, because they're also tiny. But they're hopefully, if you're getting one, well-painted. And, aside from that, the only other thing I got off-topic this week was the honor of being the only member of the entire internet who is not using the hashtag ACNL. It's good to be alone. I sure like being all alone.
I haven't used it.
Yeah, you will. You all will eventually, apparently. And that's all I got this week. Also, actually, you know what? I also had my first actual week of work at the new job, where I'm editing stuff in Final Cut and being paid an hourly rate to do so.
And just rub it in.
Feels really good. I've been working up to this. You know, I've been working up to this. It took me a while to actually use Final Cut and be paid to do so. And I feel very honored. So I want to brag for a sec. There we go. Seconds up. Aaron!
Hey!
What did you do that was off topic this week?
Since you goaded on it, I bought Animal Crossing.
Yeah, you did.
I thought that it wouldn't do what it did, but seeing all of my friends talk about it, it's a bit of it is the being a part of the group of people that are enjoying a game together.
You want to be part of the time ghost?
Sure, I'll be part of the time ghost. I hate you. But, and then addition, I found that it hits a little bit of that, bad things that a good MMO does of feeling like this is, I have to do my thing today, because it does have many things that run real time. So you got to come back tomorrow and see what's going on, you know? That, and you know what, I can enjoy life. I don't have to make excuses. got it for a bit of a deal and less than retail, but it's a thing that you can play. Well, the things you do to save some money. But I can go to an island now and try and catch sharks. Finger twirl. If you dig it, you dig it. If you don't, you don't. And I'm not going to say that you're good or bad one way or the other. I'm trying to think what else I got off topic. Picked up some yard sale Nerf guns. The Recon, which is the gun that's a pistol or blaster. Use the correct terminology. The Nerf blaster that is a pistol-like weapon that then has a shoulder stock and then a barrel attachment and then a flip-up sight and then a laser sight on it.
So you got a Nerf gun that shoots foam sticks.
Yes.
And you can use it to shoot at buildings you made out of Legos and Lego blocks.
I could do that. I can also have yet another intimidation tool for the pets.
Lovely.
Also picked up the Triad, which is this little tiny, like an in-hand blaster that has three barrels to it. And was messing with it because I'm used to the normal... all of these small, like, palm-sized blasters I've had before have been kind of pathetic. And so, was sitting there, I cocked it, and it has a good kunk as it loads, and one of the dogs was being a bit of a butt, so I aimed near him and shot, thinking that it would just... the noise would be enough to straighten the dog out, and that little dart sailed. It just went out of it. Nipped, just like flicked the tip of the ear. I got the worst yelp noise and made me feel horrible as the dog tried to get away from whatever bee he thought just bit his, stung his ear. And then he turns and looks at me with the biggest, saddest puppy dog eyes and then realized I might have been the one that did it. Yay, thanks dog for making me feel horrible.
Do you want to know what I did? I'll make you feel better. You know what I did at work?
What did you do at work?
So at this new job, there's a cat.
Mm-hmm.
And a cat's kind of nervous with all these people showing up every now and then to do work. Mm-hmm. And so I thought nothing of it. So we had a huge flood here in Toronto.
Yeah, and, I saw that.
And everyone's by the window and they're like, oh man, check this out. So I'm like, check what out? Run over into the living room to check out the window. On my way over, I trip over something. And I'm like, what? What did I just trip over? I see the cat that I realized I had just almost stepped on leap in four different directions in the space of about 1 second and then just literally run to the basement. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yo, I think I just stepped on your cat. And everyone was like, oh, he does that. And we all checked out the flood. I've not seen the cat since, except for fleeting glimpses out of the corner of my eye. So I think I scared the cat.
Well, good on you.
I felt a little bit bad.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else I've got.
Cats are like just a big puff of fur with a bit of meat inside and extremely light bones.
Yeah, I'm not fond of cats, but then again, I have pretty wicked allergies to them. So
I do too. I try to work in the basement. I watch this cat stuff itself into... you know how when you have a window, there's a window on your side and then there's a window on the outside as well?
Mm-hmm.
Only the window on our side was open, and I watched this cat stuff itself in between the windows, then get really confused and unhappy, and start jumping up and down in place until it twisted its own spine into the shape of a U, and squeezed itself back out the way it came head first.
Cats are dumb. Hashtag. Now, about the only other thing is I've gotten back into Star Trek Online. I don't know if I talked about that previously.
Well, you were talking about it a whole lot when we were getting ready to record. We were all ready to go early, and you're like, no, I'm Captain Picard, and I'm on an away mission.
No, I was not
Captain Picard, nor was I on an away mission. But regardless, MMO hitting all those MMO Twitches. So yeah, if you play Star Trek Online and hear this, hit me up. We'll fleet up or do actions or something together. Because what I was talking about was having random people not understand the way to do things best. You can go and run off and be a dummy by yourself, or you can group up and get more things done productively together, and everybody just decided to go off and do their own thing and then complain when I was like, hey, there's a better way to do this. You're dumb, go away. I'm like, I just wanted everybody to do well. Because everybody gets the same scores in the end, so if we all work together in harmony... Screw you guys, I don't like you. But that's it for me doing things non-transformery. And the continual job hunt.
Best of luck with that.
Yeah.
Saw a picture on Facebook I don't even want to tell you guys about. Oh my god.
You don't have to share everything you see.
Oh, I don't know. Why did I look at that? I'm trying to eat food. Okay. Hey, Omegas.
Yeah, huh?
Take my mind off the fact that I just looked at the picture I just looked at and tell me about what you got that was off topic.
Well, too bad, because I got that picture that you're looking at. Let me describe it in great detail.
I don't know what picture you're talking about, so go for it.
No, I think I'll stick to toy-based stuff. See, since I have my con coming up soon, I have two more for the two never open pile. From the Adventures of Conan, for Scott, I have gotten a Rathamon to sign. And good lord, these guys were not kidding around when they made toys back then.
I have that Rathamon. Those toys were enormous.
Yeah. Yeah, because when you look at a photo online, it doesn't look that big. You know, because it's on a card that's like in scale with the toy, the way all the 5-inch toys were back then. That's like an 8 or 9 inch action figure on a card.
Yeah. The cards were huge, I remember.
Oh, yeah.
One of my regrets is I only ever had, like, Rathamon. I always kind of wished I'd collected that line because I love the scale of them. It's like a real retro moment.
Yeah, so he is Tampa bound in 2 weeks. Along with, it's kind of on topic, but I already got him an animated Jazz for Phil LaMarr.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a little bit too easy for me, so I also picked up a DC Universe Black Vulcan for him to sign.
Excellent. You know, there are wind-up toys of Samurai Jack. Either wind-up toys or, like, simple, like, one-button action toys.
Well, yeah, but...
You want to bust his mind open. I don't know how easy those are to come by anymore, is the thing.
No, I figure his character from, Harvey Birdman, Attorney at Law, would work. Quick update on the ring front. I picked up the movie pack, the Miracle and Super Sentai rings.
I still have not watched past episode 11. I'm going to.
Eventually.
It's just, this is my new Hibiki. Back when Hibiki aired, I, like, ignored the show for months and then just went back and marathoned a ton of it. So I'm sure that'll just happen in this case again.
Well, hurry up. I like some of the stuff that happens in this one.
Eh.
Mm. Miracle's just another ring. It's got another weird sound effect to it. Little magical noises. Super Sentai is totally biased because it's the Kyoryugers on it.
Mm-hmm.
But it makes the Go Ranger noise when you scan it.
I bet you they could just mold different caps on that ring.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know what? Speaking of those rings, I mean, this came up on Twitter. I'm going to put it out there. I want to know how the Ultraman scanner toys work.
Oh my god, yeah.
Because they're scanning a tiny little square. So either there is micro-printed data on there, or I'm missing something. Because there's no way the Ultra Egg toys cost what they cost with RF chips in them.
How much do they cost?
They're like $8 each. And they transform.
You could do that. So there's no contact points? There's no pins that stick out?
Not that I know of. Well, and they all break apart in different ways, too.
Yeah. Well, depending on the complexity of the RF chip, they're still not terribly expensive.
Yeah, well, keep in mind, you get a multi-piece ring for Wizard for like 300 yen that's got an RF chip in it. I want to know how that works. I'm not even interested in Ultraman. I want to know how that toy works.
Yeah, me too.
I just like how all of the tokusatsus are getting their own Deka drivers now.
Yeah.
It's like, it worked for one. We're all doing it.
The Ultraman one has the silliest fake echo effect in it as well.
Oh my god.
It says the last word over and over again with the volume being slowly dimmed down.
I played that video not realizing what it was. Like I just had it on in the background just so I could hear the audio going on it. And when it got to... I thought the video skipped or something. Like, that's not possible. Those are toys we don't own. Once again, Aaron. Mm-hmm. Not that Aaron, other Aaron. I'm getting my errands crossed now.
I do the same thing.
I'm Aaron, or the lesser non-podcastery Aaron.
Well, I mean, does this Aaron have a Blue Yeti or does he not?
I have to ask him, actually.
Okay, well, we'll have this solved soon enough.
Well, said Aaron, apparently in the process of sending me things to help me out, also sends me things to cause me pain. So he sent me this big box of Dragon Knight toys.
I was just going to say, he sent you a big box of nails.
No.
That would have been really funny.
Not that much pain. No, but it's like all the basic figures except for like the last two.
Mm-hmm.
Which is fine because it goes in with all the motion revives and it looks almost similar.
They got ball-jointed somethings, I forgot what.
hips, I want to say.
Something like that.
Yeah. But they're just meh. He sent me the... Let's see. Literally, it's almost the entire toy line. They sent me, because I've got, like, the untransformed characters. The ones that came with all the contract beasts.
Yeah, as I understand it, if you were in the right city, that was a toy line that was really easy to suddenly just buy all of.
Oh, yeah. Not surprised. He sent me the transforming figures, which are really, really weird. Because, like, literally all you do, you flip up the visor on the helmet with a human face underneath, and then you just hit a button and it kind of makes one arm with their deck go up and it makes their hand go, their face go down.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all the toy does.
And the faces have those crazy T-holes in the masks.
Yeah.
So their cheeks and chins are all totally covered up.
No idea what they're going with there. You sent the bikes too, which the bikes were neat.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, because you get the one that... I never remember the name of it. The Ride Shooter? The Pod? Whichever the one that looks like it came out of Tron.
Yeah.
Which, that's neat. The light effect sucks, but the toy is neat. It looks cool. The other bikes, which are crazy out of proportion. The figures they give you look like they're, like, 3 years old, riding on top of real motorcycles. But the light effects are really cool in them. Yeah. And he sent me a drag visor. So, which is actually okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you do like the fake card thing and find out all the things that they didn't get to release, it's a little bum. You know, kind of bummed me out because we almost got a Genocider toy.
Yeah, I always felt that the name would eventually hit a wall.
Well, I don't know what they would have called it, but...
Suicider.
Suicide. Yeah, that's so much better. So it's just a big pile of toys that I'm not quite sure what to do with. Sure, they'll come in handy. As long as he's sending discount toys, he sent me the Thundercat Claw Shield too.
You can make a diorama.
Oh yeah. Okay, the Claw Shield is actually kind of neat. I kind of wanted that since childhood. Now I have this giant gold glove with claws on it.
I got the what is it? The sword. From a winner's for like $7. It's fun. It goes thunder like over and over again.
Yeah, I've got that sword, which is a cool sword. I think because I saw how the basic one worked. Because like the basic Claw Shield is just a sheath for the little tiny sword that is too small to do anything with.
Yeah,
I thought, okay, that'd be kind of cool to have. Okay, well here's the thing. Number one, the big Claw Shield doesn't work with the big sword. It works with the little sword.
I'm already unhappy about this.
Oh, okay, here's the other thing. It doesn't work as a sheath. In order to actually put the sword in, you have to pull out the centerpiece of the Claw Shield, which is the electronics box. It's got a motion sensor thing for all the sound effects. And then all you do is, literally just stick the sword on top. Just, shove it into the gaping hole.
Next BotCon, I'm going to have to sit down with those Bandai guys, interview style, and get to the bottom of this.
Do it. I want to know how the little one that only, a toddler could wear actually works the way it does in the show, and then the other one I have to disassemble, and it still looks like junk.
Yeah. And I can't believe they upscaled Legends.
Okay, but I wasn't gonna mention it, but you know what? The more I think about it, the more I like it. One of the shirt shops that I got in finally came up with a shirt that I've been literally waiting for them to post for months now. Okay, what this one artist did is he took all the Pokemon there are, all 17 element types.
Oh God, I thought you were gonna say 151, then I remembered that they changed.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to be north of 700 when the next game comes out. But he took all, 17 types, okay? And he picked a town from all the games where that type has a gym or whatever. And then he assigned each one of those sets an NBA logo. So he did this entire, t-shirt line based around, turning Pokemon into a professional sports league looking thing.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's a pretty brilliant idea. There's some really clever little mix-ups. And the one I picked up was for the bug type. So they use the Charlotte Hornets logo, which is obvious, right? But they used a Scyther rather than any of the bee Pokemon, which made me happy because that's my favorite. And that's the only way I can get merchandise of my favorite Pokemon is to actually buy stuff that other people have parodied. Because not a chance Nintendo making any of it.
SH Figure Arts Scyther on the way soon from the fine folks at Bandai.
I'm hoping for the D-Arts. He's got the perfect shape for articulation. Thanks for the segue, because I did get D-Arts Blastoise.
See what I did? Only I said SH Figure Arts Scyther, because you're never going to get your D-Arts Scyther.
Shut up. I don't know why I thought Blastoise would be more articulated, considering he's just a giant turtle on two legs.
I have to agree with that. Why did you think he was going to be more articulated? Look at him!
I know! I wasn't expecting a waist joint or anything. He's got these big ball shoulders, so I thought he'd have big ball shoulder joints, and I thought he'd have actual workable hips, because it's just big masses of plastic.
I saw his pictures and was pretty sure that every single joint on him was designed to facilitate the ability to either stand on two legs or stand on four legs. And anything else would be a colossal bonus.
I at least wanted the cannons to point forward. That'd have been nice, so he wasn't shooting these big water geysers directly up in the air.
So you can, like, he can spritz people still.
He make it rain.
Chocolate rain?
Purple rain.
Bloody rain.
Gotta remember that movie. Tangent. The toy itself was okay, aside for it's a big hollow plastic turtle with some form of articulation.
Mm-hmm.
Best I can say is he looks perfect. That's like the big thing that comes out of the anime looking like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fun. I don't know what it is about these things, though. All the DRs Pokemon so far have one piece that just refuses to stay on. I don't know what it is. Like a factory requirement, I guess.
On my Mewtwo, that would be like his entire hand.
On my Mewtwo, it's the tip of his tail.
Oh.
That last piece on the tail just does not want to stay on. And that's the same on Charizard. I figure, well, they both have these big bulky thing on the end of their tails. It's clearly just a small ball joint on one side and a big heavy thing on the other. That's what's causing it. Well, on Blastoise, it's one of his heel claws. I'm ready to super glue this thing in. It's fallen off every single time I pick this toy up.
You should do it. I don't have the guts to take super glue to my figure arts or D arts, but you should do it.
Well, it doesn't do anything. Like, it's ball jointed, but you can't do anything with that with that claw.
Yeah, it's like a Monster Arts joint. But I don't know. I don't own any Monster Arts toys. Just FYI.
Hmm. Actually, he's pretty comparable to Monster Arts. The legs don't do a whole lot. The arms are okay at best.
Ah. So even when I'm talking out of my butt, there's value. Excellent.
Hmm. You've mastered it. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. When I was a kid, there was a period of about a month where I watched Ace Ventura Pet Detective at least twice a week.
This explains a lot about you, actually.
I had it on VHS cassette tape.
You did the same thing with Mortal Kombat.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on. Figuarts Dragon Ranger.
Oh, I got him and I still haven't opened him.
He is nice.
I've been kind of saving him for when the Red Ranger comes out.
He is so nice. I just got my payment request on him.
Yeah, came fast.
So get ready.
Are you going to get the SDCC exclusive stands?
No.
Oh.
I've not had the best luck with Tamashi stages, so I'm not going to get expensive ones.
I haven't either, yet I still eagerly buy them. And usually leave them in the box. It's really weird.
No, but he is an ideal Green Ranger figure. Green Ranger figure who comes with things that make him look more American.
Yeah.
Detail's great. Paint job is really crisp. All the molding is really well done. Articulation, great range everywhere.
And coming in that box, he's clearly better than the Bluefin distributed Mighty Morphin Power Rangers version.
Oh, yeah, clearly. He's got that weird shoulder sleeve thing that Shinken molds had.
Yeah, but my understanding is, I haven't messed with mine yet, but my understanding is it's the modern version of that.
I know, it's still a little bit weird when I'm trying to pose his arm and a piece of it isn't coming with him.
He's got to, you gotta give it a nice hard stare.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta tell who the alpha is.
I'll get right on that.
Yeah.
And I've seen photos where people remove the shield, but it looks like it takes a lot of disassembly to actually get it off.
Yeah, it seems like a kind of pointless endeavor.
Yeah. Like, I like the extra effort because he is fully painted underneath the shield.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. But the only reason you do it is to put it on the Rangers who didn't actually have it. Because they're already doing Tyranno Ranger with the armor on.
You mean Jason the Red Ranger?
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a really, really solid figure.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the bunch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've really resisted the urge to go all in on a Sentai team. There's no resisting this.
It's
about to tell you why are you resisting this.
No, there's no resisting. I've already got...
Good, good.
Yeah. Red will be paid for as soon as we're done podcasting. White and pink are pre-ordered. I've got a friend in Australia. For the record, Aaron, this is the same friend that I've tricked into spending money on Borderlands.
Okay.
I trick him into spending money a lot, really. He can't get these things sent to him. Like, apparently BBTS doesn't ship to Australia. At least according to him. So I have to act as the middleman for that. So he pre-orders White Ranger through me. Okay. And then while he's still asleep in backwards, you know, upside down Australia time, Pink Ranger comes up for pre-order. I'm like, well, that's obvious. Click, click, get to pre-order. So he wakes up to a message. He wakes up to a message on Skype saying, hey, you owe me $45. And I love that there's still three to go because I have this command over him now.
So he's fully accepting these, like, proxy purchases.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, he doesn't even fight it anymore.
This is the beginning. You have to bend him to your thrall.
It's working. Slowly. Makes for a fun hobby.
Yeah, I know.
let's see. In a blind bit of spending, I went ahead and picked up the Gabu Revolver and Gabu Caliber set.
I have decided that those look fun, but I would never play with them. Which is a great way to convince myself to stop thinking about buying them.
Well, they are fun. They are neat toys. They are way bigger than I thought.
Yeah, I got to look at someone's at 80s Toy Expo.
Yeah, it was hefty. Yeah, the revolver is a freaking hand cannon.
Yeah.
It's enormous. I will say, I do like the little touches to its electronics. There's a lot of it that's similar. There's part of me that's like happy that any battery you stick in it can transform, not just the main six.
Mm-hmm.
So that's okay. So if I want to transform into like the farting dinosaur from the show, I can do it.
Yeah.
And I do like how, depending on where the batteries are in the big final attack, it changes the audio. Like, there's a subdued one, and then there's the big shouty one.
Yeah, it's got full, I don't want to say scanner, but it's got full insertion detection in both barrels.
Yeah.
That's the sexiest thing I've said all night.
I do wish it did more a little bit. There's no such insertion detection in the sword.
Stupid numb sword with its big numb cavity.
Yeah, sword doesn't care what you put into it. It does the same thing.
Sure does.
It's a neat little toy. I love the combined mode. I don't know how a normal child is supposed to hold the thing, but it's cool.
The same way a normal child holds any shotgun.
Both hands and a grin.
Yep.
Oh, this is for Japan, not America.
both hands and a polite smile.
That's better.
No, you say child, though. Children still grin. I'm not saying it's big, cheesy grin, but still, there's happiness.
No, I find it to be a very fun set of toys. And, you know, curse me for buying them on the spur of the moment, because I went to Mondorake and grabbed them, and I'm like, ooh, that's a nice price for both of them. I might as well just do that. And
that's why I stopped going to Mondorake.
Oh, hey, the box is freaking enormous, and shipping is going to be just as much as the toys. Ah, crap.
Yep.
Because I don't know how these things are supposed to be on a toy shelf, because the box is gigantic.
They're very briefly on toy shelves.
yeah. They're neat, though. I don't know if I'll go battery collecting or not. They really don't do a whole lot.
I recall this sort of conversation happening once.
Shut up.
A long time ago. And then it happened again right afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting better.
I don't know if I really need this collectible noisemaker technology.
Hey.
I'll be good with just one.
Hey. To my credit, I've only got like 40 Ranger keys. So for Sentai, I'm not completely terrible at this.
40.
Out of like 200. Give me some credit. God damn it.
I am giving you credit. I'm giving you the credit that you tend to have a very rational step, just stepping your toe in the water that eventually just turns into a shark biting your leg off. And
I will get control of it someday.
Indeed, someday.
Someday. I actually do think that kind of is diminishing in me, because I'm looking at my wizard rings, and there's big gaps in the collection right now. There's a bunch of the more elusive ones I don't have. There's a bunch of Rider ones I don't have, and my attitude has been, eh.
Here's what I'm seeing, is the show ends, and then all the toys start going on sale, as they often do in Japan. And then, you know, at that time of year, whenever that is, and we're all watching the pictures of Gaimu, I'm like, yo, remember that time you said you weren't going to go all out on, like, you thought you were kind of stepping back on those wizard rings?
Hey, at least I can be thrifty at that point.
They were on sale!
I have an excuse! I swear it's not a problem. Last item.
Yeah?
You're not going to believe this.
Already do.
Lego.
Why wouldn't I believe that?
My attention.
Aaron perks up.
So what kind of Legos did you get? A lot of blocks?
Yeah, a lot of blocks.
Good.
It's generally how they come. No, you know what? I figured 5th anniversary, you know, screw it. I went on the bandwagon.
So you bought Animal Crossing New Leaf as well?
Not that bandwagon.
Give it time.
I only need so many addictions in my life.
What'd you get?
The Ghost Train.
Ah.
Look how Aaron muscles in.
Hopefully at this point was on clearance.
This long silence, Aaron just muscles in. What'd you get? clearance. Oh.
Yeah, this was clearanced. I'm trying to remember how... I'm trying to remember how much I actually paid for it now.
It was on clearance at the private brick-and-mortar toy store for $125.
Because I kind of just hit the buy button and ran. I think it was like 59 shipped at Amazon.
I've been hearing Galaxy Squad starting to show up on clearance at some places.
Yeah, Target has been doing some odd clearances the last week. Supposedly they're clearing space for either Christmas changeover or more likely the back to school changeover. So they're given easy hand of just like clearing stuff out and make space.
Yeah, I did see the Vampire Castle marked $30 off to $70, and I've got a gift card for $10. If I didn't have a stupid convention. See, if it happened in June like it was supposed to, everything would be fine right now. I could buy the freaking castle. I could buy my masterpiece Soundwave and all the stuff that's coming out.
I'm not going to tell you myself to buy the castle, but I'm just telling you now, Aaron has a very one-track mind when it comes to Lego blocks, and he is probably going to start telling you to just buy the castle.
No.
Prove it.
Don't buy the castle if you don't want it.
Uh-huh.
But I do want it.
Enjoy it.
He's not as good at this as you are.
I think a bit of cat dander got in my left eye. It's been annoying me for the last 5 minutes. My eye suddenly feels like there's a piece of sandpaper inside of it.
No, once you get up into the high-end Lego, it's a lot harder for me to really try and lean on someone because it is significant. I think the castle looks neat because it's like very play-setty and it has all the colored crystal things. That's neat, but I'm not going to say you gotta buy it.
If it's still there after my convention in 2 weeks, yeah, I will probably pick it up.
Good luck, because Target, once they clearance, they're just like, all right, it's sat here for 3 days. We'll take another $10 off of it.
I like how Aaron had that.
And then you end up with people with two carts full of Lego.
I like how Aaron had that whole speech about how you should only, when it comes to high-end Lego, etc., etc. I wonder how long it took him to learn that speech.
Well, I'm playing it by ear right now. I want it to be there, but if not, it's on Amazon.
You know, it's gonna probably go really fast.
Don't you start?
I'm just saying.
Do not start.
I watched Piaz's Twitter.
The $30 off a $100 thing, that is a big cut. That means they want it to move.
And scalpers love to scalp them some Lego.
Mm-hmm.
P.A. witnessed it firsthand when I forgot. Yeah, you saw it too. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Look, it's out of my hands. Like, literally, I have 4 days in a hotel to afford that I won't afford
You got a glass bottle somewhere in the house, right? You break one of those off on the table, you walk up to someone, you go, hey, you, buy me Legos. You jab them once, they get a little bit of blood
coming
out.
Very similar to how I was told I needed to get a job, fill a bottle with liquid and put a rag in the end of it and hold a lighter and go and sit in their office.
Well, you see, what I'd say is you do all that, right? But then you break the bottle open on the table after you light it and start waving the pointy bit at someone. Hey, you. Give me a job. Oh, now you're bleeding. Give me a job.
I don't think that works.
We'll see.
See. So, train.
Yeah.
It is a very cool set. You know, I've still got memories of Final Fantasy VI that has given me a fascination with ghost trains. You know, ever since childhood. And this one happens to look like a satanic Thomas the Tank Engine.
Have you suplexed it yet?
Not yet. I'm working on it. I can't get the button combination down.
I'll be checking up on this.
But it is a really neat set. What amazed me is it is far smaller. Even taking in the little plane the biplane it comes with, it still feels smaller than the Creo Starscream, and yet there's twice as many parts to it. And in a weird way, it took less time to build.
That's that Lego efficiency.
Yeah, and it was weird, because, like, as you're building the set, it's almost nothing but black blocks and white bones.
Mm-hmm.
But every now and then, I'd get, like, a yellow plate, or I'd get, like a 4x2 red block, you know, like the exact block you think of when you think Lego block. Or Lego brick, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
No, Lego block.
Brick is appropriate.
Break is appropriate.
I'm glad he's not saying Legos constantly. That's the eye twitchy one.
What's wrong about talking about Legos? I thought this was an off-topic part of the podcast.
I don't completely zone out during Lego time.
Because Lego is an adjective. It's a describer.
Yeah, all the Legos blocks.
You don't say the fast cat.
Can if I want. I just choose not to.
Yeah, because it makes you sound dumb.
Yeah, but not in this case. Arrow, you walk up to someone and go like, hey, I got a bag of Legos. They're going to know what you're saying.
But as you're building this thing, you get these little bright red blocks and you go, this is not going to make sense in anything. And then you put it in place and you realize the only purpose they give, the only reason you have that one colorful block amongst all the black ones is so you can tell where the black ones go easier.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, that would have been helpful with the freaking Creo set, because that's kind of brilliant.
Do you think Lego patented that?
Could you patent that idea?
You can patent a lot of things.
I don't think you could patent the idea of using one differently colored block just as to act as a guide.
Probably not. That's just assembly. You couldn't prove necessarily that was being done if somebody else did it.
But still. Really cool set, really intricate. I like how much there is to do. You get these little little carts that flap their wings when they move, which I always like when you get to build a little bit of gimmick like that.
Mm-hmm.
You get these like bone cell doors in the big cart, and the train itself looks amazing. Just this big, big old style locomotive bell on the top, green flames. Which look cool. Detail enough to where, like, even when you look inside, there's still, you get levers and things on the inside of the cab, and the furnace door actually opens and there's fire inside the furnace. Like, okay, that's cool detail.
Yeah.
That's cool. And then it all glows in the dark, too.
That's why I've still been eyeing that thing, because I want more glow-in-the-dark stuff.
Three glow-in-the-dark ghosts?
Yeah.
Which is really weird how they're engineered with just one black Lego man head. Just mm-hmm. So the eyes look really sunken in. And then it's just a sheet.
And glow-in-the-light.
Mm-hmm. Glow-in-the-light.
Yeah, how well those things glow.
Not quite glowing in the light right now. They're kind of tinted. Like, they're not completely white.
Okay. I know the ones that I have had have glowed well enough that you can tell that it is glowing in, maybe not in direct light, but if you put it in a little bit of shadow, it still works very well.
Yeah. Yeah, because just try it out. I held it up to one of my filming lights and just like, let's see how bright it gets.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need more addictions in my life.
You just need to get rid of some of your other lesser addictions for a better one.
Don't do that to me. See, you are influencing, like, in a far more psychological level than that guy over there.
You soft sell it. You make you think it's your idea. That way you don't get mad at me for it. I'm just telling you how it is.
I bought two Steam games and it said I have new items in my inventory.
They're useless cards.
I didn't even play the games. Why do I have cards?
Because you get them for buying it. That's how nefarious they are with the cards.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, barring anything falling in my lap here in the next 2 minutes, that's all I got.
And incoming! You. Well, quick update. Something got in my eye in the last, like, 10 minutes, and now my eye is killing me! Ah, what a good way to end our fifth anniversary podcast. Me in abject pain, barely able to keep my other left eye open.
That's the way most of these podcasts end.
Ah. So, thank you all for listening. Some of you for 5 years. We'll keep doing this one way or another. And thank you, Aaron and Omegas, for coming on by once again.
Mm-hmm.
For 5 years?
5 years.
Five.
Ugh. Yeah, we'll see where it goes. I'm still happy doing this stuff. It's very satisfying. It's fun. I wish I could put more time into just doing the podcast, but I have other interests as well. So, got to try to find that balance as always. Aaron, I'm going to see you in person.
In like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yay.
And me and Aaron are going to be Team WTF at BotCon, called TFCon. Aaron was part of Team WTF at BotCon in spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, we're going to be doing podcasts from TFCon. Pretty much just going to see if I can record something every day.
We'll record something every day.
All right,
I'll just sit there and give you the stink eye. You're like, I feel a disturbance. What's going on?
We can just record in the lobby now.
Yeah.
We could just sit down, like, on the floor in the middle of the dealer room and record.
We probably could. Like, don't you know who... No, we have a panel later. Don't you know who we are?
Yeah. This is part of the ARG for the panel.
Yes! TFCon ARG. I've got 2 weeks and nothing else to do.
All right. You're the DM.
Always.
That's right.
Maybe this is part of the ARG already.
Yeah. Call this phone number. You know what it is.
Over the course of the last 5 years, I have said numbers. Assemble those numbers into a phone number and call it.
That's right. And if you listen to everything that he's gotten over the last 5 years and take all the first letters of every single item on that list, you'll know. So until then, and until next week, that's been WTFTFW, that's been myself and Aaron and Omegas, and I almost called both of you evangelists because I'm a little bit tired. And I'll talk to you later. Happy five. 4-1 out.
It means, but you got some badass perpetrators, and they're here to stay.